The first half of the Threshers' first six-game road series has come to a close. Some close games, some not-so-close games, and a 2-1 lead so far for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Now, as the weekend approaches, the Clearwater Threshers look to turn the ship around and take back this series against the East Division leading Palm Beach Cardinals, while the Threshers remain atop the Florida State League West. Welcome in to the Threshers Broadcast Network. Josh Sperber here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium for the third time this week for the fourth game this series. Two of the first three went to Palm Beach. Now the Threshers look to take over as the series shifts to the weekend. On the hill is Braden Davis, two starts and a 2.25 ERA for the lefty. And he is the first left-handed pitcher to get a start for the Palm Beach Cardinals in this series. And he'll face the lineup full of lefties for the Clearwater Threshers, 7-5, looking to remain over 500 on the road as they have won three of their first six games away from BayCare Ballpark. Brady Day getting his first chance at the leadoff spot. The lefty hitter leading things off against the lefty pitcher. In fact, the top three of the Threshers' order are all left-handed hitters. Brady Day, the designated hitter, Dante Norrie, and Eduardo Tait are the first three to lead off the top one for the Threshers. After Tait is the cleanup man, Joel Dragoo, Carter Matheson, fifth, and Cody Shojinaga, sixth. As the first pitch today misses below the zone, it's a 1-0 count on the wayward sinker from Braden Davis. The bottom third of the Threshers' order will come after the kick and the pitch from Davis. Day takes this the other way, out to left field. Back is Honeyman. He makes the catch, curling towards the corner for out number one in the top of the first inning. Now as Dante Norrie comes up, bottom third of the Threshers' order has Raider Tello back at second base for the second time today. Nolan Beltran in the eighth spot after Tello, and Avery Owusu-Asidu batting ninth for the Threshers. One gone for Dante Norrie on a career-long five-game hit streak in his young career. Takes a first-pitch fastball to the outer corner for a called strike. Norrie 7 for his last 17. And a really solid start to the season for the Phillies' last first-round pick. 0-2 now on the breaking ball from Davis against the left-handed hitting Norrie. 262 hitter on the year, two RBIs. But he is among the Threshers' leaders in total runs scored. Now the 0-2. Norrie hits a ground ball over to second base, slowly rolling over to Martin, scoops it up, fires to first in time, and that's the second out of the opening inning. Two gone for Eduardo Tait, third lefty in a row at the top of the Threshers' order in a lineup that features five left-handed hitters total. As Tait heads up to the plate for the Threshers, we'll set the defense behind the starting pitcher Braden Davis for the Palm Beach Cardinals. After the first pitch to Tait, which is sliced foul, bounces off the top of the netting and into the seats for an 0-1 count. Sammy Hernandez, the battery mate of Braden Davis. Daniel Ortiz at first, Christian Martin at second, Jonathan Mejia back at short, and on yellow Encarnacion at third base is Tait. He will head to first after getting hit in the hand. And he is down on the ground, and that is his right hand, which is his throwing hand. And out comes the head athletic trainer, Marissa Van Hassel, along with Nerluis Martinez, who is Clearwater's position coach, to make sure everything's okay with Tait. And here comes Marty Malloy as well. Well known how much Marty cares for his players, and Tait remains on the ground after taking a pitch directly to the back of his right hand, and that just cannot feel good. And this would be a bad loss for the Threshers if Tait is unable to continue. He is one of the top hitters on their team and also one of the best power hitters, especially in the Philly system. But Tait shakes it off, a tough kid for 18, and really any age for that matter. And Eduardo Tait is the first base runner of the game after unfortunately reaching on a hit-by-pitch. That'll bring up Joel Dragoo as the Threshers try to get revenge on Braden Davis with two gone here in the first inning. And we'll set the rest of the defense for Palm Beach after the first pitch to Dragoo. Fastball up and away, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' left fielder. Starting in left field is Travis Honeyman for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Yordaline Pena in center. Jose Cordoba out in right. 1-0 the count to Dragoo, kicking the pitch, and the curveball settles over for a called strike, evening the count at 1-1. Dragoo has 4 RBIs so far this season, but he was 0-3 last night, lowering his average to .242. 1-1 pitch. Fastball up and away, count 2-1. Umpires for today's game, Jacob Ashworth is calling balls and strikes, and we'll also hear him if there are any ABS challenges. And on the bases, Dakota Kilgore. 2-1, Dragoo slices this one foul. Fastball reaches the roof of the press box, and it's a 2-2 count now to the second-year outfielder out of Presbyterian College, picked in the 7th round of the 2024 draft by the Phillies. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Dragoo. The pitch is popped up but foul, and we'll do it again as that one goes directly behind home plate. So Tait's on first, 2 gone, and 2 outs in the top first inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch, fastball, just missing upstairs, and the count fills up to Dragoo. So a full count to Dragoo. Tait will head to second base on the ensuing payoff. Runner goes, but it's a swing and a miss to end the top of the first inning. Hit by pitch sends Tait to first base, and hopefully we'll see him suiting up in catcher's gear after the inning break. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left for Clearwater, and now Palm Beach will grab the sticks for the first time when we return in the bottom of the first inning.
Need a break? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Baycare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at Baycare Ballpark with $1 berm tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com. Good news for Threshers fans. Eduardo Tait coming back out to catch after a scary moment where he stayed down after being plunked in the first inning. But his hands might not be so safe from Andrew Painter. Case in point, 96-mile-an-hour blows by the swinging bat of Jonathan Mejia to start off the bottom of the first inning with an 0-1 count. Working quickly, Painter deals, and Mejia taps the fastball foul. 1 more mile-an-hour on that one at 97. Painter hit 99 multiple times and even 100, I think, 3 times the last time he started. That was a week ago at Baycare Ballpark against Daytona. 0-2 count to Jonathan Mejia here in the bottom first of a scoreless game. And the pitch, another fastball. This one at 99 whizzes by the outside corner. 3-pitch see-ya. Not like anyone could see any of those pitches. Painter already throwing gas, and he gets a 3-pitch K to start off the bottom of the first inning. Number 3 pitching prospect in all of baseball taking the hill against Christian Martin, the second baseman. First pitch from Painter. Another fastball. This one is going to miss outside. 1-0 the count to Martin. So Mejia down on 3 pitches. Now Christian Martin with Travis Honeyman on deck for Palm Beach. Painter rocks and fires into the 1-0. Sliced foul by Martin. Count evens at 1-1. Yordaline Pena follows Honeyman in the cleanup spot. Sammy Hernandez fifth. Jose Cordoba in the sixth spot with Anielo Encarnacion batting seventh. Daniel Ortiz eighth and Heriberto Caraballo, the designated hitter, rounding things out for Palm Beach as the 2-1 fastball misses to bring the count to 2-1. All heat so far from Painter, and the kick of the pitch. Fastball outside, 3-1. Working on different pitches in Painter's first season in affiliated baseball since 2023, where he suffered an injury in spring training that required Tommy John. 3-0, sliced high and foul by Martin. Count fills up at 3-2. Of course, Painter came back with a triumphant return in the Arizona Fall League. I believe he was added to the roster of the Glendale Desert Dogs within a week out from AFL play. He was a late addition to the roster from the Phillies organization. Mejia lines the payoff pitch into the gap in left center field. It's cut off by Owusu Asiedu for a base hit. So Christian Martin had been honing in on that heat from Painter. Takes a 98-mile-an-hour BB into left center for the first knock of the game. So Martin on first base, and now we'll take a look at the Threshers' defense behind Painter with Travis Honeyman coming up to the plate. Eduardo Tait remains the battery mate of Andrew Painter, same battery as it was in Clearwater a week ago. Cody Shojinaga at first, Raider Tello at second, double play partners with Nolan Beltran at short, and Brady Day over at third base. We'll give you the outfield after the first pitch to Honeyman. Here's Painter, fastball low, but fouled off by Honeyman, and it's no one count. Joel Dreguz in left for the Threshers, Avery Usuasidu in center, and Carter Matheson back in his customary right field spot. Nothing in one to Honeyman, who's hitting a whopping .615. In an early start to the season on Homer, which was a solo shot for his only RBI. Breaking ball fouled away, though a Painter breaking ball still hits 90, and it is 0-2. That was probably his changeup. He's also got a bullwhip of a slider, and he offsets that with a curveball, which is maybe his only pitch that is consistently below 90 miles an hour. Pickoff attempt over at first base is not in time as Christian Martin gets back without a tag from Shojinaga. Threshers at double play depth for Honeyman. Nothing in two the count. Here's the pitch. And a fastball misses upstairs. 1-2 the count. And that is what Painter has been known for, one of the highest graded fastballs in the entire minor leagues. Here's another heater, just missing outside, no challenge, so it's 2-2. At one point in Painter's career, I think he had a 70 to 80 grade fastball, and it still stays in that range on scouting reports. 2-2 coming to Honeyman. This one hit well out to shallow center field. Owusu Asiedu on the run. He's not going to get there. Quickly picks it up, gives it to Tello, and he gets Martin, who is hesitant at second base. So that should be a fielder's choice. I don't think I've ever seen an 8-4 fielder's choice before, but that's how we get out number two. So Honeyman will make it to first base. I think they're going to give him a single for that, as Martin was taken out 8-4. Over at second. So two gone for the cleanup man, Yordaline Pena, who's hitting under 200 with three RBIs as he pops the first pitch fastball foul, count 0-1. The count to Pena. Homer, three ribbies so far for the center fielder, who's also split time in right. This one is a laser from the fastball, and that sends a bunch of kids running towards the cool zone in right field to try and chase that baseball. It's an 0-2 count to Pena as he's fouled off two heaters at 97 and 98. And Andrew Painter, an imposing figure on the hill, 6'7", 235 pounds. And looking at him, you certainly wouldn't believe he's 22. But one day before his return to minor league baseball, Andrew Painter celebrated his 22nd birthday. 0-2 to Pena. That's the curveball missing outside, and it's a 1-2 count to Yordaline. Travis Honeyman is on first base. Martin actually was out in Honeyman's single. He has three total stolen bases in his minor league career. This year, he's 1-for-1. 1-2 to Pena now. Pena kicks and fires. And breaking ball in the dirt. Kicks up some chalk, and Eduardo Tait will get a new baseball for his starter. And I really like that in both of Painter's outings, Eduardo Tait has been his catcher, because, by the way, both of them have started their minor league careers. That certainly looks like a big league battery in the making. 98 miles an hour, fouled off by Pena, and it's 2-2. And the best part about Tait and Painter, they're both quite young. Tait, 18 years old. Painter, 22. And he looked like he was going to be fast-tracked to the majors before his surgery in 2023. 2-2 the pitch. Runner goes, and Honeyman will have to head back to first as another fastball is fouled away by Yordelín Pena. Still a two-ball, two-strike count for Painter as Honeyman makes his way back to first. Two balls, two strikes remains the count. Painter has already thrown 20 pitches in his first inning thanks to a bunch of foul balls, mostly in this at-bat by Pena. Two balls, two strikes. We'll see if Honeyman goes again. Two gone in the inning. Kick of the pitch. And that's another foul ball. Three straight pitches knocked foul by Yordelín, and he stays alive against one of the most feared pitching prospects in minor league baseball. He's the Phillies' number one prospect. He's number 8 overall, according to MLB Pipeline, and he's a number 3 pitching prospect in all of baseball at this point. Another unsuccessful pickoff attempt as Honeyman now resumes his lead with Painter dealing. Fastball hit on the ground towards third, picked up on the run by Day, but he bobbled it, and that is likely going to be an error that will continue this opening frame. So, two gone, and we'll see if they call that a hit or an error. Anyway, you slice it, though. Travis Honeyman is on second base, and Sammy Hernandez is coming to the plate with two on as Pena reached first on the play. And out comes Gustavo Armas, the Threshers pitching coach, to have a chat with Andrew Painter as Eduardo Tait joins them on the hill. That'll be two on and two outs for Hernandez when the mound visit ends, as we start taking a look throughout the Florida State League. Only one game hasn't started yet, but only two games have scores so far. Tampa leading St. Lucie in the top of the second over at Clover Park. Dunedin hosting the Lakeland Flying Tigers with a 2-0 lead in top two. Daytona's hosting Jupiter. That one's scoreless in the bottom of the first. And Bradenton and Fort Myers get started in about 25 minutes. Or 15 minutes. My math is still awful. Sorry, folks. Two gone for Sammy Hernandez. Two on in the inning. And they're going to rule that hit by Pena a single. First pitch popped up shallow center field. Usuasidu drifts in to right. Undercuts Matheson. And that'll do it for the first inning. So, Threshers bend but do not break. Andrew Painter is certainly tested, but he shows his elite stuff. Does allow two hits, but both runners stranded. And that's going to take us to the top of the second inning of a scoreless ballgame.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Thank you. Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Leading off the top of the second inning for Clearwater.
Carter Matheson starts the top of the second after a 1-2-3 first inning. Two hits but no runs for Palm Beach, and the Threshers still without a hit. First pitch to Matheson, another lefty-lefty matchup, as four of the first five Threshers hitters are left-handers, including Matheson, who has three homers and nine RBIs. He faces an 0-1 count as lefty Davis gets quickly into his stretch. Matheson holds up the swing on the slider, and that missed low and away. Count evens at 1-1. Fifth-round pick was Matheson in 2024. And even though he missed about half of his first season due to injury, he was still one of the first 2024 Phillies draftees to play affiliated ball. 1-2 now as a breaking ball settles in for a strike. And the 1-2 just missing up and away. 2-2. In the dirt, almost grazed the feet of Matheson, and that'll prompt Sammy Hernandez to change baseballs for his starting pitcher. Another beautiful day here in Palm Beach. A couple of clouds dotting a light blue sky as Matheson takes a breaking ball upstairs for a leadoff walk to start the second inning. And that'll bring up Cody Shojinaga, who hit 143 in about 15 games for Clearwater last season, but he has really put in the work in the offseason and has started off as one of the best hitters in the entire Florida State League through the early juncture of the season. He's played seven games and has a hit in all of them, as Matheson thought about second there. Instead, he waits, and the breaking ball goes by Shojinaga for ball number one. Seven-game hit streak for Shoji, four ribbies, three doubles, and six runs scored, and 9-for-24, posting an average of 375 to this point. 2-0 is the count now to Shojinaga as Matheson extends his lead off of first. He had six steals and six tries last season. 2-0 the pitch, inside on the heater. Now it's 3-0 to Shojinaga, sixth-round pick out of Kansas, where he was a two-time All-Big 12 infielder and a freshman All-American, unanimously selected to the Big 12 All-Freshman team. But here he goes on first with a four-pitch walk, back-to-back free passes issued by Davis to start off inning number two. And that will bring up Raider Tello, who has moved all around the Threshers infield so far. Last season, he only played at first and third. This year, he's getting some reps at second base as well. A multi-talented infielder who was signed undrafted out of the University of Iowa. First pitch to Tello, breaking ball, catches the outer edge for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Tello. California native who played his college ball at Iowa, as I said earlier. But he took a roundabout way to become a Hawkeye. Breaking ball low, one ball, one strike, the count. He redshirted at Portland in 2021 before transferring to Pasadena City College, where he had a great season. As Davis scans the runners, fires the curve outside, two balls, one strike, the count. He was an ABCA All-America Pacific Association third-team All-American and first-team All-Conference and All-State in 2022, hitting over 400 with 77 hits, eight of them turning into home runs. 2-1 to Tello. Inside, asked to shrug away from the fastball, and it's a 3-1 count. And in that season, Tello was named the Pasadena Male Athlete of the Year in 2022. Before he transferred to the University of Iowa after that strong season. Swing and a miss there. That'll fill up the count at 3-2 to Tello. And with Matheson's speed at second base, we could see him trying to take third on the full count. Marty Malloy, the manager, coaching third base for the Threshers. Desmond Jennings next to Shoji Naga at first. Payoff pitch misses. The runners didn't try to steal, but now they will move as three straight walks start off the second inning for Braden Davis and Palm Beach to load the bases. Tello, Shoji Naga, and Matheson first to third. And as Sammy Hernandez comes out to have a chat with Braden Davis, so does the Palm Beach pitching coach, Michael O. While they talk, we take a look at the scores. We gave you the Phillies system scoreboard, or sorry, the Florida State League scoreboard, and now the Phillies system as Lehigh Valley is about to get started against the Braves AAA affiliate in Gwinnett with Nabil Crismat getting the start for Lehigh Valley. First inning just finished up in Redding, still scoreless, each team without a hit in the opening frame. The Fightin' Phils playing the Mets AA affiliate, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, which is one of my favorite team names in all of minor league baseball. Jersey Shore Blue Claws, another one of my favorite teams in all of minor league baseball, have a 3-0 lead after one inning in Greensboro against the Pirate-affiliated Grasshoppers. Bases juiced for Nolan Beltran as he takes a breaking ball inside and low. Start the count off 1-0. Beltran has started to pick the bat up after a couple of nice games recently after not getting a hit in the Threshers' first series and well into the second in the season. Beltran skinnies up on the fastball, 94, fastest pitch thrown by Davis so far tonight, and it's a 2-0 count to the Colombian International. Slashed 316, 435, and 526 in June of last year. Finished with three homers and 14 RBIs in 34 complex league games. 2-0 it was the count, and the fastball went by Beltran to bring it up to 2-1. For the shortstop, was already training with Colombia's youth national team in China, starting his international career at, well, before he turned 20 years old. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Beltran as he fouls off the fastball. And Beltran is 1-for-3 in his lone game of the series so far. That was on Tuesday at the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. 2-2 the count. Davis deals. High fly ball out to shallow center field. Sprinting in is Pena. The shortstop is there. That's Mejia. He waves it off, makes the catch for out number one, and a pop-up gets the first out of the inning, opens up the possibility of an inning-ending double play for Palm Beach. But with Avery Wusu-Asidu at the plate, double plays are a bit harder to come by. He's got great speed and plenty of pop in his bat as well. Wusu-Asidu had 8 homers last season, and this year he already has 4 RBIs. He's 3-for-5 in 2 games this series with 2 doubles and 3 RBIs. He's got the bases loaded with one out. First pitch, cut and missed on the curveball, and it's an 0-1 count. Wusu-Asidu hitting 240 so far this season. And he is certainly a world-class athlete, excelling in both soccer and basketball in high school, as well as baseball, as he takes a breaking ball in the dirt to make it 1-1. He is 6th in his college, Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville's history, in home runs, 10th in RBIs, and 4th in steals, starting in all but one of his games in 2023. 2-1 now as the breaking ball drops below the zone, and Sammy Hernandez gets another new piece of rawhide for his starter, Davis. Matheson on third, Shoji Naga on second, Tello on first with one out and a scoreless top of the second inning here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 2-1 the count to Wusu-Asidu. Here's the pitch. This one hit well into the gap in left center field. Pena on his horse, diving, and he doesn't make the catch. It rolls away. Matheson scores easily. Shoji Naga's waved around third. He's going to score, and it's a two-run double from Avery Wusu-Asidu. The Threshers take the early lead on a two-bagger for their first hit of the game, and now they're up 2-0 in the top of the second. Still one out and two runners in scoring position. RBI's number 5 and 6 for Avery. But Yordalín Pena, he's got to get some credit. He was very close to making an incredible catch out in left center field. So now two runners in scoring position push the Palm Beach defense in, and Brady Day steps up to the plate after flying out to left in his first at bat. He skinnies up to avoid a fastball up and in, 1-0 the count to Brady Day with a 2-0 Threshers lead in the top second. Day, 10th rounder out of Kansas State in his first full season as a pro. 1-0, curveball settles over for a strike, count evens at 1-1. Day started all 61 games for K-State in his first full year as a starter, which ended up being his last in college ball. 1-1, breaking ball, low and in the dirt, Hernandez blocks it and keeps the runners at bay. Tello remains on third, Owusu-Asiedu staying on the second base bag. Infield remains in for the Cardinals. Shortstop Mejia putting his toes on the infield grass. Everyone else about a step away from the grass on the infield dirt. 2-1, back up the middle, caught by the shortstop. Jonathan Mejia, I think that might have hit off the pitcher's glove too. But a sharp line drive that in many other instances, aside from that runner on third shift, might have found its way into center field for a knock. But Mejia was in just the right place at the right time. So Day's out on the liner. Two away for Dante Norrie now. And it'd be a pretty good time for him to extend his hit streak to a career best 6 straight games. First pitch to Norrie is a called strike. Looked a bit low, but Norrie doesn't challenge, so the count stays at 0-1. Norrie DHing tonight, already grounded out to second base back in the first inning. Two on, two out. Threshers up by two in the top second inning as another slider low in the zone, called a strike at the knees. It's 0-2. Two ribbies so far this season for Norrie with Owusu-Asiedu's speed on second base. He could double that total by poking one into the outfield grass. 0-2 to Dante. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Well blocked by Hernandez, and it's a one ball, two strike count. Owusu-Asiedu's on second after his third double of the season, and on third is Raider Tello. One ball, two strikes to Norrie, kicking the pitch from Davis. Grounded right back to the pitcher. Scooped up on a hop by Davis. He runs over and flips it to first in time to end the second inning. But the damage still done for the Clearwater Threshers. Only one hit in the second inning, but it was a big one. A two-run double from Avery Owusu-Asiedu has the Threshers out in front 2-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Two nothing Threshers after an inning and a half. Andrew Painter still on the hill. Josh Sperber still on the mic here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Painter threw a whole lot of fastballs in the first, and he starts off the second inning with a breaking ball. Slider on the outer corner, 0-1 count to Jose Cordoba to start off the second. Working quickly, here's the 0-1 from Painter. Weakly tap back out to the mound. Painter scoops it up, flips it over to first base in time. Soji Naga with a backhand snag for out number one of inning number two. So Painter fielding the position after certainly showing off his stuff in the first inning. But Clearwater already with a pitcher warming up out in their right field bullpen. Just soft tossing, it looks like right now. But Painter is not exactly cruising, but certainly pitching well in his second start since 2022. First pitch to Encarnacion's a fastball, and it's no one count as he takes it for a called strike one. Encarnacion has a homer, four RBIs in the season, 0-1 from Painter, curveball, tap, foul, and it's 0-2. Encarnacion hitting a shade under 200 at 194, part of last season's championship run for the Palm Beach Cardinals as he takes a quick timeout. 0-2 the count, one gone, and a 2-0 Threshers lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Andrew Painter winds, kicks, and deals. 0-2 pitch, it's low. Encarnacion did not swing, says Dakota Kilgore, and the count drops to 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Painter deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Nasty slider from Andrew Painter. And Encarnacion comes fishing. But the Sharks got there first. Two gone in the bottom of the second inning. And Daniel Ortiz now coming up to the plate. He is hitting eighth tonight after hitting a solo home run for his only hit of the night in the seventh. In last night's victory for Palm Beach. Two gone for Ortiz. First pitch in the dirt from Painter, and it's a 1-0 count. Ortiz hit his first homer of the season last night, as I mentioned. Also got his fifth RBI, bringing his average to 179. 1-0. And there's another slider from Painter. It's 2-0. And that pitch is going to be challenged. So for the first time tonight,
the pitcher is challenging.
We'll hear from Jacob Ashworth. They played up on the video board, and it was called a ball, so the Threshers lose their first challenge.
The call is confirmed. Clearwater has one challenge remaining.
So the count remains at 2-0 for Daniel Ortiz. That ball didn't miss by much, and Painter deals the 2-0. Heater fouled back. And it's a 2-1 count. And the umpires obviously are quick to move to the sides, and a fastball's coming in, and they see it's going to tip off the catcher. Seemed a bit quicker. Umpires really on their toes, and they have to be with a guy like Painter throwing on the hill. Two balls, one strike, the count to Ortiz. Two gone, and 2-0 Threshers lead in the bottom two. Ortiz taps another fastball foul, and it's 2-1, and that's a 95-mile-an-hour heater from Andrew Painter, his slowest fastball of the night. Two balls, two strikes the count, two gone in the bottom of the second inning. Painter deals. Hit on the ground towards short. Day is charging, cuts in front of Beltran to scoop it up, fires to first in time. Shoji Naga makes the catch and takes the ball back to the Clearwater dugout. The Cardinals go down in order as Painter is nice and efficient, throwing under 10 pitches in this second inning, and the Threshers lead it 2-0 as we head to the third.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Top of the third inning, 2-0 Threshers, despite the fact that Palm Beach is out hitting them 1-2. Part of the Threshers order coming up in the third, Tait, Dragoo, and Matheson leading things off. Two or three of those batters have reached base, and Matheson scored the first run of the game on Owusu-Asiedu's double. So the umpire, Jacob Ashworth, calls time, makes sure the pitch clock resets. It had turned off, so now it's back at 15 seconds, and we're ready to go. Lefty-lefty matchup for Braden Davis. First pitch to Tait, smoked on the ground, foul, and Desmond Jennings makes a nice play over at first base. And that's strike one to Tait. Former Tampa Bay Ray, Desmond Jennings, now the assistant hitting coach for Clearwater, coaching first base with Marty Malloy over at third. 0-1 to Tait. Fastball zips outside. It's a strike on the corner, nothing and two. So it looks like there are no ill effects from that hit by pitch that Tait suffered in his last at bat. And it just continues to amaze me, the things that he can do and that he can shake off at such a young age. Nothing and two. Reached out, pokes it over toward second base, picked up on a trio of hops by Martin, fires it to first just in time to get Tait for out number one. So one gone in the third, 2-0 still the lead for the Threshers, and Joel Dragoo coming up to the plate for Clearwater. He went down on strikes in an absolute battle of an at-bat back in the first inning. Reached eight pitches before he was K'd as he swings and misses at the breaking ball to start off the count, nothing and one. The 0-1 fouled high in the air down the first baseline. Ortiz gives chase, but it lands about five rows up in the right field seats in foul ground. Nothing and two now to Dragoo. Nothing and two the count. One gone. Left on right for Braden Davis. He's set from the stretch. Seven on the pitch clock as he winds, kicks, and fires home. Swing and a miss from Dragoo. He's gone down on strikes twice, and there's two outs here in the third inning. Two down for Carter Matheson. Threshers lead it 2-0 in the top of the third inning. Matheson worked a walk on a full count back in the second inning in his only prior plate appearance of the game. Three homers, nine RBIs, and almost all of his hits so far this season have driven in a run. In fact, his first three hits were home runs, including an inside the Parker against Daytona. He's got a 1-0 count on him as Davis deals. Matheson holds up the swing, widely so. The heater missed below the zone, and it's a 2-0 count to Carter Matheson, a guy in the top 10 list in multiple categories, including home runs at his alma mater, Indiana. 2-0. Fastball zips outside. It's 3-0, and Matheson letting it go wisely once again. And he had the best on-base percentage of anyone from the 2024 draft, well over 400 his first season with Clearwater last year. And in his second season, he has now walked in his first two at-bats here in the fourth game of the series between Clearwater and Palm Beach. So Matheson on first with a walk for the second time. Two away now, and a man on first for Cody Shoji Naga, who is looking to extend his season-long hit streak to eight straight games, as he has now reached base in each of his first eight games in 2025. Pickoff attempt at first, well late, as Matheson gets in before the ball gets back to first, so Ortiz did not have time to apply a tag. 2-0 Threshers with two outs and a man on first. Lefty-righty matchup as Braden Davis sets from the stretch and deals. Matheson, the fake steal over towards second, and the pickoff gets away from Daniel Ortiz, who is in front of Matheson, so Carter will end up heading towards second base on the throw. Ortiz had fallen over in his leaning back attempt to try and get that errant throw. First error of the game by either team. And Matheson will go to second because Ortiz ended up falling to the ground and blocking Carter Matheson's path. So Carter now on second base with a 1-0 count to Cody Shojinaga. Error has not been officially put on the board yet, but it should go against Braden Davis as Shojinaga smacks one off the catcher's mask to even the count at 1-1. Shojinaga was the only other recipient of a four-pitch walk. Now 4 walks issued by Braden Davis. An even 1-1 count to Shojinaga. 1 on and 2 gone here in the top third. Now the pitch. Fastball low and away. It is 2-1. So instead of an error, they're going to give defensive indifference to Palm Beach, which doesn't really make sense. But it's 2-1 as Cody smokes one off the netting right into the Palm Beach dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Man on base number 2. That's number 3, Carter Matheson. Braden Davis deals. Hard ground ball, base hit into right field, and that's going to bring home Matheson. He turns the corner around third and comes home. Throw goes to second, and it's an RBI single for Cody Shojinaga. 3-0 Threshers as Shoji now has a hit in each of his first 8 games. What a start to the season for the Hawaii native. RBI number 5 for Cody. And it's 3-0 Threshers. Raider Tello now up to the plate for Clearwater, who reached on a walk after working the count full back in the second inning. He's got Shojinaga on first, who just gave the Threshers a 3-0 lead. 2 outs here in the third. First pitch is a fastball, low and in to Tello, and it's a 1-0 count to the California native. Tello, a .267 hitter so far this season, with 1 home run coming in the Threshers' second home game of 2025. 1-0 in the dirt, kicks away from Hernandez, and Shojinaga's off to second base. By the time Sammy picks it up, Shojinaga is already at second on the wild pitch. So 2-0 the count to Tello, man on second base with 2 outs, and a 3-0 Threshers lead with a run across already in the third inning. And Tello's only home run of his career so far was an opposite field blast landing on the right field berm back on Wednesday, April 9th. This time the fastball gets in for a strike and Tello takes it, so the count is 2-1. Shojinaga with a short leadoff second, not exactly being watched as Martin steps back, heels on the outfield grass. 3-0 the count as the fastball misses well outside to Tello, and now it's, 3-1. Another big leadoff second by Shojinaga because Davis is keeping his eyes squarely on the hitter. Swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs by Davis. A breaking ball fills up the count at 3-2. Tello's a right-handed hitter, and there are 2 outs here in the third, so I'd expect Shojinaga to head to third base on the payoff pitch. Runner stays put. Tello misses, so it doesn't matter anyway. That is strikeout number 3 on the day for Braden Davis, but the Threshers get on the run, get on the board with another run for the second straight inning. 1 run for Clearwater on 1 hit, no errors, 1 man left aboard. It's 3-0 Threshers after 2.5.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at Bay Care Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday... Andrew Painter back on the mound for Clearwater, and he's got a nice three-run cushion here in the bottom of the third inning. First pitch, a fastball dropped in on Heriberto Caraballo, a Puerto Rican international, making his first appearance of the series. And sorry, I read the wrong line. He's actually from Santo Domingo. The 0-1's hit on the ground is short. Easy play for Nolan Beltran, who gets to it quickly, fires to first, and gets a quick out number one after a strike in the third inning. 3-0 to lead for the Threshers. One gone and Jonathan Mejia coming to the plate as the lineup card turns over for Palm Beach for the first time. Mejia went down on three straight pitches, and that fastball was the first pitch outside the zone that he didn't swing at. It's a 1-0 count to Mejia, who went down looking to lead off the bottom first. Here's the 1-0 from Painter. Fastball hit on a soft line drive out to right field. Just bloops in over Tello's head. It's a base hit for Jonathan Mejia. Third hit of the game for Palm Beach, but they still trail by three runs with one out here in the third inning. So three hits in the second start of the season for Andrew Painter, after allowing two hits in an inning and a third against Daytona. One gone, one on for Christian Martin. Threshers lead it 3-0. Giving top 10 prospect some run support. The fastball hits the strike zone at the knees of Martin. Started off with an 0-1 count as Christian Martin went the other way in the first inning for a base hit off of Andrew Painter. He's hitting .368 so far this year. The 0-1 in the dirt, well blocked by Tyeet, and he'll throw that ball into the dugout and get a new one from Jacob Ashworth. He gives it to Painter with a 1-1 count as Mejia discusses his strategy with Yukery De La Cruz, former manager of the St. Lucie Mets, now bench coach for Palm Beach. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Martin chases the high heat at 96 from Painter and drops the count to 1-2. Threshers could still certainly use a double play to get out of this one, but Andrew Painter is not exactly a pitch-to-contact kind of guy. He's a, I'm going to blow you out of the water with this ridiculous fastball kind of pitcher. 1-2 the count to Martin. One on, one gone here in the bottom third. Painter wheels and fires the pickoff attempt to avoid the pitch clock violation. Now the clock resets at 15 seconds, and Mejia retreats back to first. Short lead. He's standing almost directly behind Shoji Naga. The 1-2 pitch kicks away from Tyeet. Mejia's off the second. Great throw by Tyeet, and it would have been an out had Nolan Beltran not dropped the baseball. That should be a wild pitch that moves Mejia to second and brings the count to 2-2 on Christian Martin. So, for the first time since the opening frame, the Cardinals have a man in scoring position. One out and a 2-2 count to Christian Martin. Right on left matchup as Painter scans the bases, now fires the 2-2. Fastball zips outside at 98 miles an hour. Three balls and two strikes the count. And Painter keeping that velocity consistent, even though he is seven pitches away from 50. 29 strikes in 43 tosses so far from Painter. Payoff pitch, runner stays, and that is a called strike three. Fastball right at the knees, center cut. And I don't even think Christian Martin saw it. For Painter, that's his third strikeout to get out number two here in inning number three. Threshers lead it by three as Travis Honeyman comes up to the plate for the Threshers, or for the Cardinals, excuse me. Honeyman reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. The force out at second base, getting Christian Martin on a bloop single out to center, and a heads-up play by Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Man on second and two out as Honeyman takes the curveball at the knees for a called strike. Couple threshers starting to mull about in the bullpen, but doesn't look like anyone's throwing from a mound just yet, as Painter's starting to test his limits coming off of Tommy John in 2023, missing all of the 2023 and 2024 seasons due to recovery. Also, because the Phillies know they've got someone special here, and they want to keep him as healthy as they possibly can. Nasty bender to fool Honeyman into swinging. That one bounced on the plate, but Honeyman still offered, and it's 0-2. Nothing and two the count with two gone here in the bottom of the third inning. Jonathan Mejia is on second base, and the Threshers are up by three runs. Painter takes a long look over at second, now fires home. Honeyman fouls off the fastball, and he stays alive as that one becomes a souvenir for anyone on the concourse who can find that baseball. Still an 0-2 count to Honeyman, with a man on second base. 0-2, high fly ball, foul again. Short timeout for Travis Honeyman as he gets back set in the right-handed batter's box against the right-hander Andrew Painter. Pitch clock down to 10 as Painter gets the sign from Tai. Takes a quick scan of the bases and deals. Fastball upstairs at the letters for a called strike three. Pitch number 48 for Andrew Painter is a bullet. High fastball right at the Palm Beach logo on Honeyman's jersey. And he gets back-to-back punch-outs to end the third inning. But the Cardinals still get a knock, leave a man stranded as we head to the fourth inning with a 3-0 Threshers lead.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today, July 25th through July 28th, to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the fourth inning, and Sam Broderson coming to the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals, a Florida native. He was drafted in the 15th round by St. Louis out of Louisiana Tech University, and has already made his debut here with Palm Beach with a 4.91 ERA in 3 2/3 innings. Nolan Beltran swings and misses at a breaking ball. And that's a preview of some of the stuff from Broderson that has got him 10 strikeouts in fewer than four innings. 0-1 to Beltran, who popped out to short in his last at-bat. Now the pitch from Broderson. This one sliced in the air, twisting towards left field. Honeyman comes in, reaches out to make the grab, and that's the first out of inning number four. Avery Owusu-Asiedu, Brady Day, the next two to come up for Clearwater. And the Threshers lead it 3-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Two hits to three in favor of Palm Beach, but they also have the game's only error so far. First pitch to Avery, swing and a miss, and that is strike one. Owusu-Asiedu is responsible for 2/3 of the runs scored and 1/2 of the hits for the Clearwater Threshers with a 2-run double back in the second inning. That was Clearwater's first knock of the game. Right-on-right matchup now, and the pitch from Davis is going to sink low on the breaking ball. One ball, one strike, the count to even things up. Threshers have a righty warming up in their left field bullpen, with a righty on the mound for Palm Beach, with one gone in the fourth. The pitch, maybe a broken bat as Usuasidu pops this in a shallow center. Two on the run, it's Martin who makes the catch in front of Yordelin Pena, also charging for out number two here in the fourth inning. Two gone now, and that'll reset the order for the Threshers for Brady Day, who is 0-for-2 so far, but has had a really nice start to the season, hitting just under 300 at 286 in his first full season as a professional. No one on, two outs, 3-0 Threshers lead as Sam Broderson deals, spins a fastball, just catching the outer corner, and it's an 0-1 count. Brady Day, 23 years old, out of Kansas State, has hits in each of his last four games, the second four-game hit streak he's had this season. 0-1, sliced foul, hovering over the on-deck circle, and ricocheting off the net. It's nothing in two now to Brady Day. One of the rare players that you see that is just committed to their college. Brady said that after he was drafted by the Atlanta Braves in 2023, that he still had some things he wanted to fine-tune about his game, still some goals he wanted to accomplish at Kansas State before he went pro, confident enough that he would get drafted once again, which he did two rounds higher in 2024. 0-2 slapped foul, waved into the Cardinals dugout, and the count remains 0-2 to Brady Day. And his father played his college baseball not too far from here, West Palm Beach College. His brother played his college ball at Tufts. His sister played her college field hockey at Stonehill College. And Brady Day, the first D1 athlete in his immediate family. The 1-2 now as the breaking ball bounces out of the glove of Hernandez with two gone in the inning. But Day is certainly not the only baseball player in his family. His cousin, Jackson Gillis, a 13th round pick of the Brewers in 2019. So a 1-2 count to Brady, two gone in the fourth, kicking the pitch, reached out and hit off the bat, his ankle, and then the bat again, but Brady Day walks it off, and he'll step back into the left-hander's batter's box, still with a 1-2 count as he stays alive. Two gone, nobody on, Threshers with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning as Sam Broderson sets up from the stretch. 1 second left on the pitch clock, he deals, fastball goes low, and the count evens at 2-2. 93 on the heat from Broderson, and you can truly see the difference between Andrew Painter and, well, everybody else. 2-2 the count today. 5 on the pitch clock as Broderson digs in. He kicks and deals. Hard line drive, but it's just foul by Brady Day, landing right in front of Desmond Jennings before bouncing into the right field corner. Day a tad early on that breaking ball. Otherwise, he would have extended his hit streak to a career-best 5 straight games. Another guy who hit under 200 in his first stint with Clearwater in 2024, already much improved to the start of the 2025 season. 2-2 today. Inside and low, fastball in the dirt. Brady scoots out of the way to fill up the count at 3-2. Eighth pitch of the at-bat as Broderson is getting ready for pitch number 9. Day is set on the 3-2 count. Payoff pitch loaded up at the chest. Broderson lowers it to his belt and fires home. In the dirt, that's ball 4, and Brady Day has now reached base in each of his last 5 games. Longest on-base streak of the season for him, but not his career, as most of his August last year he spent on the base paths, 11 straight games from August 10th to August 27th in 2024. So now Day, with good speed, is on first base. He has a stolen base in his only attempt so far this season, and the lefty Dante Norri at the dish. Fastball at chin level for Dante, but up and away. It's a 1-0 count to Norri, who's also working on a career-high hit streak. 5 straight games with a knock for Norri, including tonight's game. He is 8 for his last 21 with 4 runs scored. Pickoff attempt at first, close but no cigar as Day slides in underneath the tag of Daniel Ortiz.
1-0 count to Dante Norrie. Threshers lead it by a 3-0 margin with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Day inches his way off of first base, slowly moving towards second. Threatening the steal as Broderson fires home. The pitch is a strike. Day's off for second base. The throw just in time. And Day has been taken off the base pass for the first time this season. So Dante Norrie will lead off the fifth inning for the Threshers. But for the first time since the opening frame, the Threshers are held without a run. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left aboard. 3-0 Clearwater. To the bottom of the fourth we go.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye, on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at Bay Care Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
For the first time in his professional career, Marcus Morgan will enter the game out of the bullpen for the Clearwater Threshers. 3 2/3 innings and two starts where he's allowed two earned runs and struck out four for the Threshers. Now he comes in relief of Andrew Painter with a 3-0 lead at his back. First pitch to Pena is hit on a soft line drive out to left field, and that's going to carry all the way into the corner for a base hit. Pena chugging towards second. The throw not in time, as the ball spins out of Raider Tello's glove, securing a leadoff double on the first pitch of the fourth inning for Yordaline Pena. First extra base hit of the game for Palm Beach, fourth overall, as they put a man in scoring position for Sammy Hernandez. Hernandez was also a first pitch swinger in the first inning, ended that frame with a fly out to second. Morgan takes a quick look at second and fires home. First pitch outside on the breaking ball. And it's a 1-0 count to Hernandez. Morgan, a six-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, sinker, sweeper, splitter, and a good old-fashioned slider for the ninth-round pick out of Iowa. 1-0. Hit on the ground towards third, charging his Day. He looks the runner back to second, throws on the runner first in time. Shoji Naga with a nice pick play to secure the first out of the fourth inning. So one down in the fourth, Threshers with a 3-0 lead, and Jose Cordoba comes up to the plate with one out in the inning. Pena's on second, and we'll give you the line for Andrew Painter, who won't get a decision in his second start in his return to minor league baseball. Three shutout innings, three hits allowed, but four strikeouts, no walks, no runs scored. Great job by Andrew Painter. First pitch from Cordoba, or to Cordoba, is a fastball that narrowly misses outside, 1-0 the count. Cordoba grounded out back to Painter to lead off the second inning. And Marcus Morgan, from a very athletic family, and he himself was a three-sport athlete and star in high school in Iowa. The fastball kicks past Taiyi. No play at third as Pena will make it to the third base bag on the wild pitch that gives a 2-0 count to Jose Cordoba. Marcus Morgan's dad played college basketball at his alma mater, Iowa. His mom played college basketball at Drake, and his sister, Crystal Morgan, is a name you might know. She played at the University of Iowa and for five different WNBA teams. And Marcus Morgan
had D1 scholarship offers in basketball as well as baseball. Hard line drive out to center field. Wusu Asidu can't reach it, and that's going to fall in for extra bases. Pena scores, and the Cardinals are on the board. Throw comes in from Wusu Asidu, not in time to get the runner at third base, and Cordoba has an RBI triple to put the Cardinals on the board with the Threshers now ahead by only two runs. So 3-1 now the score. And the Threshers infield will move in with Jose Cordoba over at third base and one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So the Cardinals are on their board on the fifth hit of the game, and the Cardinals' second triple of this series. So the only infielder moving in is Cody Shoji Naga against the right-handed hitting Angelo Encarnacion, who takes a cut fastball for a strike, nothing in one, now the count. Threshers playing Encarnacion straight up with Beltran moved slightly back, Day as well on the left side of the infield. Here's the 0-1. In the dirt, great block by Tait, twisting around with the backhand to make that stop and keep Cordoba from coming on home. Count evens at 1-1 to Encarnacion with the Threshers ahead 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. First triple of the season for Jose Cordoba. He's now 90 feet from becoming the second run. Encarnacion is the tying run. He's got a homer this year. And this one is slammed out to right field. Matheson leaping up and can't get that one. That's going to kick off the wall. Encarnacion loses his helmet, and he'll stop at second base with a stand-up RBI double as Cordoba walks home on the two-bagger. Three hits, all for extra bases here in the fourth inning. And just like that, the Cardinals put the tying run in scoring position. And Daniel Ortiz, who has a homer already this series, is going to take to the plate with a chance to tie or take the lead in this game. That'll bring out Gustavo Armas, the Threshers pitching coach, here in the fourth inning. One out, one run lead for the Threshers. And we'll take a look at the big league scores. It's the bottom of the third inning, and the Philadelphia Phillies have already chased Marlins ace Sandy Alcantara from the game in a battle of all-stars, Alcantara and Zach Wheeler in Miami. 6-0 Phillies with two outs in the bottom of the third, one man on for JT Realmuto. Bottom of the fourth inning in Detroit, the Tigers lead the Royals 2-1 in an AL Central battle, and the Guardians are tied with the Pirates in Pittsburgh 2-2 in the top of the fourth inning. Top of the third in Baltimore, Orioles lead the Reds 1-0. And at Steinbrenner Field, the Yankees lead the Rays in the battle of their own spring training complex. Blue Jays lead Mariners 2-1, also in the top third. Mets trailing the St. Louis Cardinals in the top of the third by one run. And the Red Sox finally have a lead against the White Sox, who have already swept Boston this season. Through two innings, it's 3-0 Red Sox, as Ortiz takes ball number one. Marcus Morgan toes the rubber on the third base side. 1-0 the count and the pitch. Fastball to the outer corner, called strike, 1-1. Continuing down the big league scoreboard, Twins lead the Braves 2-0 in the bottom of the second base. And one final, a strange game between the Chicago Cubs and Arizona Diamondbacks, which the Cubs won 13-11. Fastball upstairs, diving stop by Tait. It's a 2-1 count. And I say that the Cubs-Diamondbacks game was strange because in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Cubs put up 5 runs. Then in the top of the eighth, the Diamondbacks put up 10. 2-1, gets away from Tait, kicks back off the backstop, but not far enough, and Encarnacion will take the tying run over to third base. 3-1 the count for Daniel Ortiz. So back to the Cubs game. The Diamondbacks had 10 runs in the top of the eighth inning. Cubs responded with 6 runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning to take home a 13-11 victory. And that eighth inning, highest scoring frame in the entire century-long history of Wrigley Field. 3-1 the count to Ortiz. One on, one gone. Threshers infield in, and Morgan takes a deep breath and fires home. This one misses outside, and now the go-ahead run is on base, but runners on the corners open up the possibility once again of a Twin killing. So Ortiz walks, first walk allowed by Threshers pitching so far. He's the go-ahead run with Heriberto Caraballo coming up to the plate for the Palm Beach Cardinals. The 20-year-old, in his first year as a pro, signed as an international free agent out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic in 2023. He's got two on, still one out, and two already across here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-2 Threshers, and the first pitch is fouled off by Caraballo. Could be fortunate, as Daniel Ortiz was half thinking about heading to second, but he had started to change his mind halfway towards the Keystone sack. And if that hadn't been fouled off, could have been out number two. 0-1 to Caraballo. Here's the pitch. Ortiz stays put, and the fastball sinks below the zone to even the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two on, one out. Two runs already across in the fourth as the Threshers lead by one. Marcus Morgan sets up. First third base side of the rubber. He deals, and the pitch gets away from Tait. Kicks right back to him. Morgan there to cover, not in time. And this game is tied as Angelo Encarnacion comes home on the wild pitch. 3-3 now the score, and the go-ahead run is on second base on Morgan's third wild pitch, or second wild pitch of the inning. Two on the count to Caraballo, and Jacob Ashworth is going to clean home plate. And the Threshers back where they started in a tie ball game after putting up two in the second and another one in the third. The Cardinals, though, out hitting Clearwater 6-2 with one gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Morgan, 2-1 count, takes a look over at second and deals. Fastball upstairs and away. Now it's 3-1 to Caraballo, a 200 hitter so far this season. Three balls, one strike, now the count. As Morgan, Iowa native, who went to his hometown school to play college ball, kicks and deals. 3-1, fastball, a called strike over the outer edge. Caraballo tried to walk towards first and act like that was ball four, but it was pretty far from it. Well inside the zone on a 93-mile-an-hour heater for Marcus Morgan. That was pitch number 19. He's about to throw 20 over in a payoff pitch with a man on second base. Three balls, two strikes. Ortiz stays put, and he'll stay on second as Caraballo will head to first with a one-out walk. Second walk of the frame allowed by Morgan, and still hasn't prompted a pitcher to warm up in the Clearwater Threshers left field bullpen. But the double play is potentially on again, men on first and second with one gone in the bottom fourth inning. Three already across for Palm Beach as they have tied this game up. Threshers shift for two. Nolan Beltran as close to second base as he legally can be, and with the left-handed hitting Mejia at the dish. First pitch to him is a breaking ball. Settles over the outside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Mejia is 1-for-2. Singled in the third inning, but went down on three straight strikes to lead off the bottom of the first for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's now got an 0-1 count, two on, one out, and Morgan deals. In the dirt, kicks away from Tait. Runners go. Tait, the throw to third base, just late. And another wild pitch moves up the runners. It's a 1-1 count to Jonathan Mejia. So Ortiz, the go-ahead run, now on third base. And Caraballo now on second, nullifying the potential double play and drawing the Threshers infield inwards towards the grass. Brady Day has half of his feet on the grass, the other half on the dirt. Everyone else about a step or two off from the infield grass. One ball, one strike to Mejia. Morgan deals. Breaking ball misses outside, and it is a 2-1 count. 23 pitches for Morgan now, 9 over for strikes. He's had a tough time with his command so far against this patient Palm Beach team. 2-1. Curveball sliced foul over the Threshers' dugout on the third base side, and the count evens up at 2-2. Threshers actually playing in the Marlins / Jupiter Hammerheads dugout, as Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium is home to the single-A affiliates of both the St. Louis Cardinals and Miami Marlins. 2-2. Hit on the ground towards first. Shoji Naga picks it up in foul ground, and smartly so, as it looked like Daniel Ortiz was set to score. Had that been a fair ball, it would have been an easy trade, though, as Shoji Naga was right next to the first base bag, would have easily been able to tag that one before trying the throw home. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Mejia. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Morgan looking for out number two. Sets up, center the rubber, and he deals. 2-2, wave and a whiff, and that's strike three. Breaking ball blown right by Mejia. He's down on strikes for the second time. First K of the day for Morgan, and two gone for Christian Martin.
Number three, Christian Martin.
And Marcus Morgan, a wide variety of pitches. Getting the strike there on the cut fastball for the second out in the inning. So two away for Christian Martin, number eight hitter in this inning, who slowly rolls one over to first base. Shoji Naga backhands, flip to Morgan, who covers the bag in time, and that'll do it for the fourth inning. So Morgan surrenders three runs after a sparkling start from Andrew Painter. Three hits in the inning for Palm Beach. Two men left aboard, and we're tied at three heading into the fifth.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com. For more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
A long fourth inning ties this one up at three, but plenty of power coming up for the Clearwater Threshers. Dante Norrie was at bat in the fourth inning, which ended on a caught stealing at second base. So the DH leads off the top of the fifth in a 3-3 draw. First pitch from Broderson. Norrie holds up the swing, wisely so. Curveball dives below the zone, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' designated hitter. 1-0 to Norrie. He'll be followed up by Tait and Dre Gu here in the top fifth. Next pitch in the dirt, bouncing before it reaches the catcher's mitt. And the count is now 2-0 to Dante Norrie. Five straight games with a knock, coming as a career high for Dante, shortly after a career high three-hit game in Tuesday's loss at Holman Stadium. Fastball drifts upstairs. Now it's 3-0 to Norrie, who is probably the last runner that these Palm Beach Cardinals want to put on the base paths. He's got plenty of speed. Not an aggressive base runner, but he could certainly take second easily. 3-0, center cut but upstairs, and it's a four-pitch walk to start off the fifth. And the tying run is now aboard the first base bag. Three walks for Braden Davis. He will now no longer get a decision. He was in line for the loss after allowing three runs on two hits with four walks in three innings of work. And the Threshers have now walked six times with two more in the tenure of Sam Broderson. First pitch to Eduardo Tait is a breaking ball that hits the outside corner for a called strike. First strike of the fifth makes it 0-1. 3-3 the score. Norrie inching off the first base bag, watched closely by Daniel Ortiz. 0-1 to Tait. Taken the other way. That's going to fall into left field for a base hit. Norrie speeding around second base, takes a wide turn but stops as Travis Honeyman cuts it off for a single by Tyee. So the first two reach for the Threshers. And now Joel Dragoo coming up to the plate. And being a right-handed batter, this could make things interesting, as Dante Norrie a lot less likely to take third with a lefty at the plate, as Hernandez in that instance would have more room and an easier path to throw it to third. But sometimes with speedy runners like Norrie, they take advantage of a right-handed hitter at the plate when they're on second. First pitch to said right-handed hitter, Joel Dragoo, is a breaking ball that settles for a strike, nothing and one. Norrie on second, Tyee on first, still no one out in the top of the fifth inning, as the Threshers and Cardinals are tied at three. The 0-1 bounces into the catcher's glove off the plate, and it's a 1-1 even count to Joel Dragoo. The 1-1 in the dirt, well blocked by Hernandez as he gobbles that one up. Two on the count to Dragoo and a time called for an exchange of baseballs. Two balls, one strike, the count. Dragoo, two strikeouts so far today, so he's certainly hoping that third time's a charm, as timeout is called by Dakota Kilgore as Dante Norrie laces his cleats back up on the second base bag. No one in the Threshers bullpen just yet, so Marcus Morgan likely to come out for the bottom of the fifth inning, as Norrie is now set to resume his lead off of second base. Tyee's on first, and now the 2-1. Sliced foul going the other way is Dragoo. That one lands on the roof of the concourse, and it sparks the normal running of the children to try and get that foul baseball. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Dragoo out in left field tonight. He has played both corners of the outfield on and off throughout the year. 2-2 pitch. High fly ball out to shallow right center field. Tailing inward, stays on the dirt, and it ends up as a pop fly to Martin, who makes the grab for the first out in the fifth. The score still 3-3. Threshers led until the bottom of the fourth inning, when all three of the Palm Beach runs were scored. And now Carter Matheson trying to make something happen in his first at bat against a righty today. Swing and a miss at the breaking ball. He starts out with an 0-1 count. Carter looking a lot more like last year's on-base machine. He's already drawn two walks and scored each time he's reached. 0-1. Tapped foul. Bouncing off the railing of the Palm Beach dugout and over the lip of the roof, it's 0-2. Matheson had an on-base percentage of well above 400 in 11 games for the Threshers last season. Unfortunately, suffered an injury that caused him to miss most of his first season. 0-2, straight taken, it's a balk, and I think that's why Carter Matheson was statue still as the fastball went upstairs. So the balk moves Norrie to third and Tyee to second, nullifying a double play in the conventional sense and opening up the chance of a sacrifice fly to give the Threshers back a one-run lead. 0-2 to Carter. Swing and a miss. And a tag for safety applied by Sammy Hernandez. Two gone in the fifth inning. That'll bring up Cody Shoji Naga, who is swinging one of the hottest bats in the entire Florida State League. His fifth RBI came on his third inning single, and Shoji Naga now has a hit in his first eight games of 2025. He's got two on and two outs. Norrie's the better runner of the two, but with two outs, Tyee will be off on contact on second base. First pitch misses up to Shoji Naga. It's a 1-0 count to the Honolulu, Hawaii native, who was starred at Kansas, making some all-conference team in every year. He rocked with the Jayhawks. This one taken the other way. It's another opposite field hit for Shoji Naga. Tyee waved around third base, and the throw gets away from Hernandez, allowing Tyee to score at home. Shoji Naga takes advantage of the error, and he advances to second base with a two-run single, giving back the Threshers a 5-3 lead. If it's an error, I think it'll be on Sammy Hernandez. And with the ball coming that far ahead of Tyee, I'd be pretty surprised if it wasn't. But it turns out that the Threshers can come up clutch with two outs. Three ribbies in the game for Cody Shoji Naga. as he has been a force in the Clearwater lineup. First pitch now to Raider Tello. Swings above the breaking ball, and he starts off the count, nothing and one. And no error given. So two straight-up RBIs for Shoji Naga, as a hard foul ball by Tello brings the count to 0-2. For Shoji Naga, he has set a new career high with his first ever 3-RBI game and equaled his career high in hits, his third two-hit game of his professional career. 0-2 to Tello. Fastball rifled outside. Now the count is 1-2. Shoji Naga is on second base. Two runs across in the fifth, two outs, and a two-run Threshers lead, 5-3. One ball, two strikes, the count to Tello. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt as the sinking fastball evens the count at 2-2. Tello's already reached today, walked in the second inning, and he is 0-1. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Shoji Naga increases his lead off of second. Pitch to Tello in the dirt again. Now the count fills up at 3-2. Time called as the bat boy brings out some new baseballs to home plate umpire Jacob Ashworth. And we've got a full count against the right-handed hitting Tello. Shoji Naga is taking a massive lead at second. We'll see if he heads to third on the ensuing payoff pitch. Broderson deals, Shoji stays, and Tello lifts this into left center field. That's going to fall in between the left and center fielder for a knock. Throw goes to second base, and Shoji Naga scores easily. Third run of the inning for the Threshers. They take a 6-3 lead with two outs in the fifth as Tello gets his fifth RBI of the season. So great timely hitting from Clearwater after a tough fourth inning. Now Tello's on first with two away, and Nolan Beltran steps back up to the plate after going 0 for his first two at-bats in the second and fourth innings. Short leadoff first for Tello, two gone, three-run lead for Clearwater, and that is unfortunate as Beltran held up his swing, but the fastball still reflected off the tip of his bat, resulting in a foul ball for strike one. Tello resumes his lead, 0-1 to Beltran. Broderson deals. Beltran takes this one up the middle, but the shortstop is right there. Mejia runs his way over to first base or second base, tags the bag as the fielder's choice ends the fifth inning. But the Clearwater Threshers strike back. Palm Beach get their three runs in the third inning. Threshers get all three runs right back, resuming their three-run lead with just one man left on base. And we're halfway home, 6-3 Threshers.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day. What about it?
The Threshers get all three runs back that they surrendered in the bottom of the fourth inning and now have a 6-3 lead heading into the home half, but a difficult stretch of the Palm Beach lineup coming up to the plate with Travis Honeyman, Yordaline Pena, and Sammy Hernandez trying to cut into the 6-3 deficit that the Cardinals currently face. Marcus Morgan returns to the hill as he looks to clean up an outing that featured, I think, three wild pitches back in that fourth inning. First pitch, curveball, called a strike. And a good start for Marcus Morgan. He certainly got the stuff, but after a long season in Iowa, it's not an easy thing to adjust right to pro baseball after a college career in one of the most difficult conferences in which to play. 1-1 the count on Honeyman here. Pitch number 30, locked and loaded for Morgan. In the windup, he kicks and fires. 1-1 outside, skips away from Tyeet, and it's a 2-1 count to Travis Honeyman. Upstairs, called a strike right at the letters, and it's 2-2. And I think what might have been an issue for Marcus Morgan is he is just trying to paint the corners with just about every single pitch. Did it there, though. 2-2. Breaking ball just dropped below the knees. Count fills up at 3-2 to Travis Honeyman. Yordlin Pena is waiting in the wings. He is 2-for-2 so far, scoring the first run of the game on Jose Cordoba's triple back in the fourth. Payoff pitch, hit on the ground, just past the glove of Morgan, but right there behind him is the second baseman who can't pick it up. And Raider Tello, with what will likely be the Threshers' first error of the game, allows Honeyman to reach first base. It'll either be the first error for Tello or the seventh hit for Palm Beach, and they're going to call it a hit. So now the Threshers can redeem themselves with the double play as Raider Tello inches towards second with the right-handed hitting Pena stepping up to the dish. First pitch to Yordalin, swing and a miss. 91 on the heat from Morgan, and it's a nothing and one count. Single in the first for Pena off of Andrew Painter, and then he doubled and scored in the fourth inning. He is the only player currently 2-for-2 on the Palm Beach Cardinals. Pickoff attempt at first base, tagged just not in time. Travis Honeyman went around the glove of Shoji Naga to return safely to the first base bag. Still no one count to Pena, 6-3 Threshers, nobody out here in the bottom fifth. Here's Morgan, fastball, missing outside, snagged by Tyeet, and the count evens at 1-1. Short leadoff first by Honeyman, plenty of stealing speed for him. Morgan deals. Fastball outside and low again. Similar pitch to the last one, but it's 2-1 on Pena. Morgan looking in for a sign with six on the pitch clock. He locks and loads in the stretch. 2-1. Pena holds up the swing just in time as the cutter drifts outside to bring the count to 3-1. Still no one out here in the fifth inning. Threshers already with six runs on five hits. Three runs, seven hits, and an error for the trailing Palm Beach Cardinals. 3-1 to Pena. Swing and a miss. Hefty hack of the fastball, but Pena couldn't find it, and the count fills up at 3-2. With Honeyman's speed, he's likely to try and take second with a three-ball, two-strike count, filling it up on Yordalin Pena. Honeyman inches closer towards second. Morgan has the sign. Payoff pitch is roped into right field, but it's foul as Pena was just a bit too late on that one. Still a 3-2 count. Honeyman made no effort to go to second base on that last pitch, and we'll see what he does here as Morgan takes a quick timeout, steps off the rubber, grabs some rosin. Three balls, two strikes, once again to Yordalin. Honeyman inches off of first base on the lead. Morgan deals, runner stays, and Pena keeps the at-bat alive by poking a fastball foul, dribbling towards the Threshers' dugout. Still a three-ball, two-strike count as Honeyman reconnects with his first base coach, Yukari De La Cruz, as he plots out his next move. For the third straight time, we've got a full count. Threshers with a three-run lead. Nobody out yet in the bottom of the fifth. Runner finally goes, and this one is hit high in the air, out to right center field. Wusuwusidu and Matheson giving chase. Carter makes the catch, wheels and fires to first, not in time, as Honeyman gets back safely on the line out to right field. Good communication between Matheson and Wusuwusidu, because that was right there was probably the definition of a 50-50 ball. I don't think that could have been any more in the middle of right and center than it was hit by Orlean Pena. But it's enough for out number one. Still a 6-3 lead for the Threshers as Sammy Hernandez climbs into the right-handed batter's box. Honeyman on first. He did try to go on the 3-2 as Hernandez takes a breaking ball for a called strike. And you can tell in this inning that Morgan is pitching with a touch more confidence. Really nice-looking breaking ball on the inner corner. 0-1 now to Sammy Hernandez. Morgan deals. Hit on a line to third underneath the glove of Brady Day, and that's a base hit. The runner will stay at second base as the throw comes in from Jerry Goo, cutting off Hernandez with a one-out single. And that'll bring up Jose Cordoba, already with a triple and an RBI today. And he now represents the tying run. Two on and one out. Threshers will shift for two. With a right-handed batter, it's Raider Tello close to the second base bag, making sure Honeyman stays on the Keystone set. First pitch to Cordoba is ready from Morgan. He sets the belt, surveys the runners, and deals. Fastball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Cordoba, who is 1-for-2 on the day after picking up his seventh RBI in his last at-bat back in the fourth inning. Hernandez on first, Honeyman on second, 6-3 lead for Clearwater, one down in the bottom fifth. Morgan spies the runners and fires, fastball, claps the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Threshers have a couple pitchers beginning warm-ups, but nothing too intensive just yet. Morgan is pushing 45, closer to 50 pitches, as that last one was 45. Number 46 just misses inside, bringing the count to 2-1 against Jose Cordoba. Two balls, one strike, two on, one out. Morgan flips it to second base. Not in time. Back goes Honeyman before Otello can apply a tag. Looked like that was a ploy as Morgan was running low on time in the pitch clock. Still 2-1 to Cordoba here in the bottom fifth. Morgan deals. The fastball sliced foul by Jose, evening the count at 2-2, with Travis Honeyman starting to dance around at second as he sees Marcus Morgan darting his eyes back at the second base bag before he begins to pitch. Two count, two on, one out. Morgan, with 9 seconds on the pitch clock, digs in the center of the rubber. Another look at second base before he deals, and a nice play by Tait to stop that slider, taunting Honeyman at second base, almost daring him to try and go to third. But Travis doesn't take the bait. Now it's a full count to Cordoba, and we should see the runners go. Hernandez is on first, Honeyman is on second, and there's one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A full count to Cordoba, the tying run in a 6-3 ball game in which the Threshers have the advantage. Morgan sets. Payoff pitch, runners stay, and they'll go as that one goes behind Eduardo Tait. And that is the first walk of the inning. Third allowed in the game by Marcus Morgan to load the bags. Honeyman to third, Hernandez to second. Cordoba, who's now reached twice, will head to first, and out comes Marty Malloy from the Threshers' dugout. Morgan one shy of 50 pitches, one strikeout, three earned runs already, and he'd be responsible for all three on the base paths for Clearwater. So Marty Malloy comes out, takes the ball from Morgan in his first relief appearance, goes an inning and a third, one strikeout, three walks, a minimum of three earned runs allowed. The Threshers make their second call to the bullpen of the night. bases loaded with one out for Anilo Encarnacion when we return to a new Threshers reliever.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Jose Pena, starting the season on the Threshers roster for the second straight year, comes in with the bases juiced and one out. Marcus Morgan's line is incomplete, and Jose Pena hoping to keep up a sparkling start to his 2025. One out and a hefty hack from Encarnacion just gets a piece of the breaking ball from Pena, starting off his third at bat with an 0-1 count. 6-3 remained the score for the Threshers. They are out ahead. But they trail in the hits department 8-5, and Palm Beach has the game's only two errors, as out comes Marissa Van Hassel and Nerluis Martinez to check on Eduardo Taí. And that ball must have taken a strange hop and kicked off maybe underneath the pads of Taí, who has really taken a beating today, getting plunked in the first inning on the back of his hand. And now sitting down, looking like he is in some pain after taking a deflection off that foul ball. So we certainly hope Tyeet is okay and can stick it out. The other two Threshers catching options, one of them is currently playing first base in Cody Shoji Naga. So likely it would be Guillermo Rosario if Tyeet needs to be replaced. Looks like they're looking at his, I believe, right leg, hoping for no injury as Marty Malloy now comes over and joins the fray. But Jose Pena Jr. is back out on the mound for the fifth time this season, and the only thing on his stat sheet are innings pitched and strikeouts. 8 Ks in 4 2/3 innings, now has a scoreless streak of 5 2/3 innings dating back to September the 5th against St. Lucie in 2024, where he pitched a scoreless inning against the Mets in his final outing of the year. So Eduardo Tyeet back, standing on his own 2 feet. And maybe it was his right hand that he was looking at, as after the throw back to Pena, shook that right hand. And whatever it did, he worked. And once again, 18-year-old Eduardo Tyeet is one tough kid. Two pitch deflections, a hit by pitch, what have you. Those are two difficult things to take that Tyeet has already shaken off, that I have seen plenty players leave the game in similar circumstances. Now the 0-1 Encarnacion slowly rolling towards third. Only plays at first base for Day, so a run scores, but it's traded for out number two. And technically, that's the first run Pena is allowed, but that's going to be charged as the fourth run surrendered by Marcus Morgan as Travis Honeyman scores on the RBI ground out by Anilo Encarnacion. 6-4 now the score. Hernandez takes Honeyman's place at third. Cordoba moves to second, and there's two gone, two on for the go-ahead run, now named Daniel Ortiz. So the inherited run is going to be charged to Morgan. His line still incomplete, as Hernandez and Cordoba both are his responsibility. Ortiz misses at the fastball from Pena. Nothing in one is the count for the 2021 sixth-round pick out of Tampa Prep. 0-1 to Pena. Fastball buzzes by Ortiz, but it's low, challenged by Eduardo Tait. So we turn to Jacob Ashworth.
Hold the ball. The catcher is challenging.
Threshers already have an incorrect challenge, and that won't change as barely it's called a strike. So instead of 1-1, it's now a much more dangerous 0-2 count, 2 on, 2 out for Daniel Ortiz, who is 0-1 with a walk in his last at bat. Nothing in 2 to Pena. 2 outs, 2 on, the pitch. Fastball upstairs, did he go? Yes, he did. An emphatic strike 3 as Jose Pena rings up Ortiz on 3 straight pitches to end the 5th inning and escape a jam with only one run allowed coming in on a ground out. One run for Palm Beach comes on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on the bases. After 5 innings, Threshers 6, Cardinals 4.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Joseph King, the new pitcher for Palm Beach, replacing Sam Broderson after 2 innings in which he allowed 3 runs in the 5th. Avery Wusu-Asidu started off with a fastball at 97 miles an hour. For strike number 1, Joseph King, a Peoria Chief in High A last year, picked in the 9th round of the 2022 draft. The 24-year-old deals the 0-1. A breaking ball this time floats to the outside edge, called a strike on Avery 0-2. Day and Norrie to follow up Wusu-Asidu in a 6th inning that has the Threshers leading the Cardinals 6-4 here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium as the sky has turned to a shade of midnight blue and the stadium lights have encircled the stadium. 0-2 in the dirt. 1-ball, 2-strike count to Wusu-Asidu, who provided the first 2 runs on a double back in the 2nd inning. 1-2 the count to Avery. 6 ribbies on the season now, with 5 of them coming in this series. 1-2, almost got him. Did he go? Yeah, he did not. And that evens the count at 2-2. That almost hit Avery, and I'm honestly kind of surprised that it didn't. But he gets the call, and that's ball number 2 to the Threshers center fielder. 95 mile an hour, too. That one would have hurt. 2-2 to King. Fastball, center cut, and Avery knew it. Called strike 3. First time he has been punched out as King picks up his first K for out number 1. Sam Broderson currently in line for the loss as Brady Day makes his way up to the plate against another right-handed arm. Broderson allowed 3 runs on 3 hits in 2 innings of work. walked two, struck out one. And again, he'd get the loss if the 6-4 margin holds. Day takes the first pitch low. Breaking ball makes it 1-0 to the 10th rounder out of Kansas State. Brady's reached in five consecutive games, but looking for a hit in five consecutive games to extend what would be a career-long streak. Shies away from the fastball, and it's called a strike, 1-1 the count on Brady Day. Right on left matchup as King works quickly, gets into the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. 1-1. Brady Day hits a bat-breaking grounder over to third. Encarnacion is right there, makes the quick pickup, and goes to first for out number two. So two quick outs in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Dante Norrie, who, like Brady, has already walked and continued his on-base streak, but he's still looking to extend a career-high hit streak to six games. Two RBIs so far this season for Norrie. But considering he's usually in the top spot in the order, that's not necessarily negative as the breaking ball drops in for ball one, 1-0 the count. Two gone, nobody on. Two-run lead for Clearwater as we enter the top of the sixth inning. Pitch from King. Norrie hits it the other way. Diving stop by Encarnacion. Quickly gets up, flipped to first, and a great pick at the bag from Daniel Ortiz. Highlight reel play from Anilo Encarnacion as he gets the final two putouts to end the sixth inning. A quick 1-2-3 for Clearwater, and we head to the home half of the sixth with the Threshers up 6-4.
Touch of gray, more like touch of tie-dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to threshersbaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Ryan Deggs enters the game for the Threshers after Jose Pena allowed an inherited run, but retired both batters he faced to finish off the fifth. It's now the bottom of the sixth inning, and Heriberto Caraballo starts off by taking a strike, 4-0 in one count. Deggs works quickly, kicking the pitch for 0-1, sliced backwards and foul, 0-2 to Caraballo. The line also complete for Marcus Morgan, who is technically in line for the win. Four runs allowed on five hits in an inning and a third, three walks and a K, but at this point in the game, with the starter only going three innings, any one of the Threshers' relief pitchers is eligible for the victory. High heat from Deggs, and the batter did not go, so Caraballo stays alive with a one ball, two strike count. Heriberto will be followed up by Jonathan Mejia and Christian Martin here in the bottom of the sixth inning, with the Threshers leading the Cardinals 6-4. The 0-2 fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Ryan Deggs starts off strongly by getting Caraballo down on strikes for out number one here in the sixth. Each pitcher has at least one K, a total of seven for the Threshers staff, three of them coming out of the bullpen, four coming from Andrew Painter in his second appearance of the year. First pitch to Jonathan Mejia is right down the pipe. Fastball called strike as a straight take by Mejia. starts off his fourth at bat of the game with an 0-1 count. And Ryan Deggs gives up a high fly ball out to center field. Not much movement needed for Avery Owusu-Asidu. Steps in about two steps, makes the catch, two gone here in the sixth. So Deggs has pitched six innings and two outings out of the bullpen. Just one run allowed on five hits and triple the strikeouts as compared to walks. Nine Ks, three free passes in two career outings for Ryan Deggs, 21 years old, picked 17th round by the Phillies in last year's draft. Christian Martin takes a strike, and that's three batters hit with a strike on the first throw that they saw against Ryan Deggs. Martin one for three, and the next pitch is cut on and missed. A three-quarter swing, but certainly enough to not need a check to first, and it's 0-2. Deggs, 17th rounder out of UNC Charlotte, where he had 51 Ks in 42 and two-thirds innings. 0-2, fastball upstairs, count to 1-2. 236 batting average against at UNC Charlotte before he went to the Draft League in the former Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate, West Virginia Black Bears. The 1-2 is hit high in the air out to left center field. Owusu-Asidu drifts to his right, makes the catch, undercutting Dre Goo for the final out of the sixth inning. So three quick ones make it a 1-2-3 inning on both teams. In the sixth, Threshers maintain a 6-4 lead as we go to the seventh.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and Clear Stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Another new pitcher for Palm Beach, number four out of the bullpen. Well, three out of the bullpen, technically. Number four used, Christian Worley, who starts off tight with a dart low, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers catcher. Tight, continuing to impress, not just with his hitting skills, but his toughness, as he has already survived a deflected foul ball and a fastball square to his hand. And that's his second hit of the game as he goes the other way with a blistering base hit, coming off a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. A rare line drive as Tite usually just hits moonshots, but he gets his second single of the game, starting off the seventh with the Threshers' sixth hit. 6-4 is the score. Clearwater leads, despite the fact that Palm Beach is out hitting them by a 6-2 margin. Or 8-2 margin. 8-6 margin, excuse me. I just am blind or something. I don't know. So, now Joel Dre Goo comes up to the plate. Tite moves to second base, and I think the umpires are going to discuss a balk, which was the cause that Tite moved towards second. And he's going to third now. I'll take it. And I guess Two balks in a row move him up. I'm honestly not sure. I've never seen two balks in that quick succession, so I'll have to update you once we get the final ruling here. But now Tait is on third with nobody out, and the infield is in for Palm Beach. First pitch to Dre Goo is a called strike, and it's no one count to the Threshers left fielder, who's 0 for 3 on the night. Infield in with the left side playing halfway in between the edge of the dirt and the grass as Dre Goo fouls off the 0-1 to drop the count to nothing and two. Two-run lead for Clearwater with Tait on third base here in the top of the seventh inning. And that breaking ball misses low and away from Dre Goo to bring the count to 1-2. That left field line is looking wide open for Joel Dre Goo with Honeyman shaded closer to left center. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss as he goes atop the fastball at 95 from Christian Worley for the first out of the seventh inning. And the third time Dre Goo has gone down on strikes here tonight. A 1-2-3 inning for Joe King. One strikeout, retiring all three batters that he has faced. And there's one gone now for Carter Matheson. Infields remains in with the lefty. Everyone is towing the infield grass except the first baseman, Daniel Ortiz, who's playing parallel to the first base bag. 1-0 now to Matheson, who is 0-for-1, but each time he's reached base, both on a walk, he scored a run. 1-0 turns to 2-0 as the breaking ball bounces in the strike zone and into the glove of Sammy Hernandez. 2-0 the count to Matheson. Two-run lead for Clearwater. They're up 6-4 with one out and a man on third here in the seventh. 2-0, called a strike at the knees on the breaking ball, and a very close pitch from Worley makes it 2-1. Matheson looking for his 10th RBI in the season. 2-1, slams the ground ball foul, rolling towards the left field corner, evening the count at 2-2. Still waiting on the official score ruling that has Tait now on the third base bag. At least one of those, I think, had to be a balk, as Matheson steps in and out of the box on a timeout. 2 balls, 2 strikes, now the count. The pitch, Matheson holds up the swing, and that was well inside. So now the count goes full. Tait's on third, he'll stay put, and it's a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. To Carter Matheson. Payoff pitch coming to Carter. Worley deals. Matheson swings and misses on the fastball. Back-to-back K's makes it 2 outs here in the seventh inning. So Matheson worked the count full, but Worley got the better of him. And now Cody Shoji Naga, who stays red hot. 2 hits, tying a career high. 3 RBIs, setting a career high. And 2 runs scored. He is stuffing the stat sheet in the best way for the Threshers. First pitch to Cody. Fastball up in the zone, but it misses. And it's instantly challenged by Sammy Hernandez. So here's Jacob Ashworth. I believe this would be the last challenge for Palm Beach. It's still a ball, so they lose at least one challenge.
Call is confirmed. Palm Beach has one challenge remaining.
All right, well, I guessed wrong. And Palm Beach loses their first challenge. Haven't been too many of those today. And Shoji Naga maintains a 1-0 lead in the count. The 1-0 outside on the fastball. Hernandez falls over to keep that from turning into a wild pitch that Tait likely would have scored on. And now it's a 2-0 count to Shoji Naga. A walk in the second, single and a ribby in the third, a 2-run go-ahead single in the fifth, in the fifth, and he ended up scoring as well. 3-0 as the 2-0 pitch lands in the dirt in front of Shoji Naga, who has already walked on 4 pitches. That came in the second inning. 3-0 the count, 2 outs in the inning, 2 runs the advantage for the Threshers with Eduardo Tait standing next to third base. 3-0, straight take by Shoji, curveball top of the zone for a called strike. 3-1 now to Shoji Naga, whose average is now up to 423 with 6 ribbies so far this season. And a 3-1 in the dirt. Second time Shoji Naga has walked. Fourth time he's reached base. Now the Threshers have runners on the corners with two away.
Now batting, the second baseman, number four, Raider
Tello. So, two gone. And Raider Tello comes up to the plate with an RBI to his name already. He drove in Cody Shoji Naga in the fifth inning. And he's also reached twice, drawing a walk in the second. First pitch to Raider is low, and after ball one is caught, Sammy Hernandez sprints out to the mound to have a chat with Christian Worley. And we'll go back to the Phillies system scoreboard as we have a pretty solid night for Phillies minor leaguers. Bryson Ware is currently at the plate in Greensboro. Bases loaded, one out in the top of the sixth inning with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws ahead 8-6. Redding is the only Phillies minor league affiliate that is trailing currently. 6-2 lead for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Tello is sparked high in the air but foul down the right field line. And now the count evens at 1-1. Last score remaining in the Phillies system. Now, Bill Krizmat still in the game for the Iron Pigs. They have a 3-2 lead on the road in Gwinnett in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1. Fastball, top of the zone, taken for a strike by Tello, and the count's 1-2. Shoji Naga on first. Tait on third. Tello at the dish, the 1-2 count on him. Two outs in the top seventh for the Threshers ahead of the Cardinals, 6-4. Kicking the 1-2. Tello, another fastball hammered. This one goes well foul. One ball, two strikes the count, as that one will probably land on the concourse somewhere. Tai, fifth RBI of the season, came in the fifth, looking for some more with two aboard. 1-2 pitch. Another one. Opposite way, fouled by Tai. By Tello. Tai's on third. And it's a 1-2 count to Raider. California native who played the first couple years of his college ball in California, then pivoted to the Midwest in Iowa. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Hernandez gives an encouraging point to Worley as he just didn't get the chase. 2-2 the count to Tello. Worley deals. Almost hits Raider. Breaking ball, drops off the map, count fills up at 3-2. Tait's on third, but with two outs, Cody Shoji Naga currently occupying first base. He'll head to second base on the payoff pitch. Tello is set, Worley leans in for the sign, and with five on the pitch clock, he's got it, sets up from the stretch at the center of the rubber. Payoff comes, runner goes, and Tello hits a high fly ball deep out to right field. Cordoba going back, backpedals on the track, and he makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. And that ball was crushed by Raider Tello, but just missed it as Cordoba makes the catch to end the seventh inning. Threshers leave two runners stranded, one hit, no errors, two runs, and we're going to stretch it out. Threshers ahead at 6-4.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
position. 1-2-3-6 inning for Ryan Deggs. They bring him out for the bottom of the seventh. Fans are stretched out at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and the Threshers have a 6-4 lead in the bottom seventh. Honeyman, Pena, Hernandez, the trio due up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Ryan Deggs sets, fires the first pitch in, missing upstairs to Honeyman, 1-0. Now, Travis has reached twice, but he is 1-for-3 on the day, getting to first on a fielder's choice in the opening frame, singling and scoring in the sixth, but striking out in the third inning in between. Fastball inside edge, called a strike, count evens at 1-1 to Travis Honeyman. And Ryan Deggs needed just 10 pitches to get out of that first inning. 8 of those settled over for strikes. Now the 1-1, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 1-2. And Ryan Deggs has thrown mostly heaters tonight, but that one's challenged. That was Jacob Ashworth on the ABS, and it's still a strike. That's the last challenge for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
The call is confirmed. Palm Beach has 0 challenges remaining.
Ryan Deggs has been living in the strike zone tonight. Mostly fastballs, but he also offers a slider, cutter, and a changeup. 1-2 count to Honeyman. And the pitch inside, just missing. And the count evens at 2-2 to Travis Honeyman. Curveball just got a piece of it, did Honeyman. Fouled back, and the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again. Another foul ball. This one very well hit, but a bit late from Honeyman. And the second fouled off 2-strike pitch keeps the count even. 6-4 the score. Threshers down in front. 6 hits for Clearwater, 8 for Palm Beach, and they've also picked up 3 errors. 2-2. Popped up high in the air, shallow left center field. Beltran going back, calls off the outfield, reaches up with both hands to make the catch for out number 1. In the seventh inning. More good communication from Clearwater. That's something that's certainly passed down from an exceptional Threshers coaching staff as Beltran makes the can of corn at short for out number 1. That'll bring up Yordalín Peña, who's had a really nice day at the dish so far. A couple of battle at-bats for him as he takes the first pitch breaking ball for a called strike. First 2 at-bats for Peña were hits, increasing in value as he singled in the first, doubled and scored in the fourth inning. The first of 3 runs, and Palm Beach ended up evening the score. The 0-1 misses away, and now the count evens at 1-1. Of course, after that fourth inning, the Threshers responded with 3 more in the top of the fifth. They now lead by 2. 1-1, another pop-up, high in the air, just off the infield dirt. Backpedaling is Tello. Matheson behind him. He calls off Rader and makes the catch for out number 2 in the seventh inning. Another instance of really good communication as it looked until the very last second that Rader Tello was going to come up with that ball, but Matheson saw it cleanly and made the nice catch for the second out. So 2 away, both on some very high fly balls from off Deggs' pitch, and now here's Sammy Hernandez. First throw to him is a fastball missing outside. What a no. <coughs> 21 pitches, 15 for strikes for Deggs. Now the 1-0. High fly ball, fouled away, listing over the Palm Beach dugout, and out of play to even the count at 1-1. That last heater clocked at 94 from Deggs, his fastest pitch of the night. He's in the stretch, kicks and fires, 1-1, tapped foul, rolling down the third baseline, picked up in foul territory by Day. Hernandez will have to turn and heel to home plate with a 1-2 count now on him. 1-2 on Hernandez, who's 1-for-3. 2-run lead for Clearwater with 2 gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. One ball, 2-strike count as Hernandez extends his timeout, stepping out of the box and temporarily shutting off the pitch clock. Now it's 1-2. Here's Deggs. Another high fly ball, shallow center field this time. Usuasidu rushes in, calls off Tello, makes the running catch, and he'll take that ball all the way into the Threshers' dugout. A 1-2-3 inning in the seventh, second such consecutive frame for Palm Beach. Ryan Deggs is looking sharp, and so are the Threshers. They've got a 6-4 lead as we head to the eighth.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Top of the eighth inning. Back out on the hill is Christian Worley as a drag bunt attempted by Beltran, but that one bounces into the Threshers' dugout. 0-1 the count. 6-4 lead for Clearwater, 6 runs on 6 hits. 4 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for Palm Beach. They trail by 2 in the top of the 8th. Next pitch from Worley misses low. Take from Beltran, count evens at 1-1. He's 0-3 today. And looking to improve on a nice end to the Daytona series where he had hits in the final two games. And there's a rip from Nolan. Base hit into right center field. And that looked like he was going to carry a little bit more. But the wind is blowing directly against the path of that baseball. And that definitely held up a hard line drive off the bat of Beltran as he stays at first with a leadoff single to start at the top of the eighth. Now Avery Owusu-Asiedu comes up to the plate for the Threshers. A two-bagger that brought in 2 runs. He's 1-3. Nobody out. Man on first is Beltran. Kicking the pitch. Misses low and away. Ball gets away from Hernandez, and it's 1-0. One of the count to Owusu-Asiedu, who went down on strikes in his last at-bat. Beltran, 2-for-4 in steals in the complex last year, inches off of first. Worley, set from the center of the rubber, 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-0. Bullpen looks pretty clean for Clearwater out in left field. Except for Titan Hayes, who just began his warm-up. He usually comes in the ninth inning. So we'll see how long Marty Malloy wants him to try for the save as Usuasidu swings and misses on the fastball. 2-1 now the count. Beltran inches back off first as Worley sets up with 7 on the pitch clock. First base side of the rubber, he's in the stretch and fires home. Another swing and miss from Usuasidu. Back-to-back heaters, even the count at 2-2. Still no one out in the top of the eighth. Cardinals have some action in their bullpen as well. Couple pitchers getting off the bench and making their way towards the mound out in right field. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Avery. Nobody out in the top eighth. Worley. in the stretch. Five on the pitch clock. He takes a long pause and deals. Usu Isidu hits a hard one, but it's foul. On the roof of the concourse, we stay alive at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on batter number two here in inning number eight. The pitch in the dirt on the fastball. And a timely call by the home plate umpire, Jacob Ashworth, to give a new one to Hernandez that he passes on to his pitcher. Now the count's full from Usu Isidu. Beltran's got enough speed to try for second on the payoff, but he hasn't made any inclination that he's going to steal. Payoff pitch, runner stays. Usu Isidu pops it up. Foul territory, straight back. Flinging the mask is Hernandez. In the on-deck circle, the ball bounces out of his glove and gives Usu Isidu another chance. Now, in the major leagues, that would definitely be called an error, but they usually don't give it that in the minors, and it'll just fall to the dirt for a harmless strike two, staying that way on a three-ball, two-strike count. Full count still to Usu Isidu. Beltran did not try to advance on the foul ball. And here comes the second payoff to Avery. Fastball cut on and missed, and that's strike three. Third K of the day for Worley. First out of the top of the eighth inning. And here comes Brady Day. Maybe his last chance to extend his career-high tying four-game hit streak. Second such streak of his for the season, as he had a hit in his first four games of the season in the Dunedin and Daytona series. First pitch today, floats outside on the breaking ball. It's a 1-0 count. the count to Brady, 278 hitter on the year with five RBIs. Beltran's on first as Day pulls back the bunt. Fastball goes above the brim of his helmet, 2-0. Titans warming up in left. That slowed down a little bit, as I'm sure the idea is to keep him on for the ninth. 2-0 to Brady Day, kicking the pitch. Fastball up and away, 3-0. Beltran's on first base as Desmond Jennings walks over to give him some tips. Sammy Hernandez heads up to the pitcher's mound for a visit with Christian Worley. And while they chat, we take a look at the Florida State League. A no-no going on in Fort Myers. Bottom of the seventh inning, one out. The Mighty Muscles, without a hit yet, they trail Bradenton 3-0. Bottom of the seventh as well in Daytona, where the Tortugas lead the co-owners of this stadium, Jupiter Hammerheads. 5-1 the score, one gone in the bottom seventh. Dunedin and Lakeland with a barn burner in Dunedin. Top of the eighth inning. 11-6 favoring the Blue Jays and 11-8 favoring the Tarpons in the bottom of the eighth inning in Port St. Lucie against the Mets. Back here at 6-4, 3-0 today, straight take and get me over fastball keeps the at-bat alive at 3-1. Two-run lead for Clearwater. One hit lead for Palm Beach as they're out hitting the Threshers 8-7. 3-1 the count today, one gone, one on. Infield shifted for two for Palm Beach as Day hits a high fly ball, foul down the third base line, and that fills up the count again at 3-2. Usu Isidu fouled off two pitches on a 3-2 count, and on each of the three 3-2 offerings from Christian Worley, Beltran stayed put at first. We'll see if he does it again with a full count on Brady Day. Norrie waiting in the wings with one out. Worley sets up center of the rubber. Beltran starts a little early, and this one is blooped into left field and caught on a line by Travis Honeyman. Two away as Beltran jogs his way back to first following the second out of the eighth inning. Six-four remains the score. Two runs separate the Threshers and Cardinals. Two outs here in the top of the eighth inning as Dante Norrie will have to wait for the pitching change as Gary Kendall comes out of the dugout to more than likely take Worley from the game. And he'll make the call to the bullpen, so we will take a break. Two outs, man on first, Dante Norrie at the plate, and pitcher number five coming in for Palm Beach with a 6-4 Threshers lead.
Touch of Gray, More Like Touch of Tie-Dye on Friday, May 2nd. We'll have a special tie-dye hat giveaway and keep on trucking until the party ends when Clearwater's premier Grateful Dead cover band, Uncle John's Band, performs live after the game. It's high time you went to ThreshersBaseball.com to get your tickets and joined us at BayCare Ballpark for some baseball and great music.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
You've got a friend in the Threshers. On May 17th at BayCare Ballpark, your Clearwater Threshers will be wearing specialty Toy Story themed jerseys that you can bid on. Place your bids and win a one-of-a-kind signed jersey, and don't forget to stick around for post-game fireworks. So go to ThreshersBaseball.com for your tickets and come to infinity and beyond.
Jack Finley, pitcher number 5 in the game for Palm Beach. Two outs. Nolan Beltran remains on first. Lefty-lefty for Dante Norrie, who takes the first pitch strike for an 0-1 count. Norrie walked in the fifth, so he's got a six-game on-base streak now, looking for a six-game hit streak to keep this inning going. 0-1. Slider missing outside in the dirt, so Sammy Hernandez calls time to get a new baseball for his relief pitcher. Two hits, three Ks, one walk in an inning and two-third with an undetermined amount of runs for Christian Worley, who's responsible for Beltran on first base. The fastball misses outside to Norrie there. Two balls, one strike the count to the left-handed hitter, taken 27th overall in last year's draft. 2-1. Sliced foul by Norrie. Back to the backstop it goes. It's a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, one on, two out. Two-run lead for Clearwater in the top of the eighth inning. Hayes still loosely warming up on the hill in the left field bullpen. Cardinals still with some pitchers around. Beltran goes a little bit early. Pickoff attempt is going to go 1-3-6, and Norrie will lead off the ninth inning. So, Threshers get a leadoff hit, but that is all they get. One hit makes seven on the night for them. Nobody left, but they hold a 6-4 advantage heading into the bottom eight.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Seniors Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts, Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, discounts, and much more. All for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, May 3rd for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Thresher signed Star Wars jerseys. And after the game, we'll have a fireworks display that will rival the celebration on Endor. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today.
Need a break from class? On Wednesday, April 23rd, you can bring your school to a baseball game. Your Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at BayCare Ballpark at noon on April 23rd. And your school can be part of the fun. If you cheer on the Threshers loud enough, you can be picked for a fun contest and win prizes in between innings. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and join us bright and early for Education Day.
Titan Hayes back in the game for the Clearwater Threshers. He has been exclusively used as the closer. Four outings, two unearned runs in five innings of work. Six strikeouts, three hits, three walks, two saves and three chances. It'll be a save if he pitches the ninth as well, with the Threshers ahead by two. Jose Cordoba starts off the bottom of the eighth inning, fouling off the first pitch from Hayes to make it an 0-1 count. 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Titan, paired with a mid-80s slider that makes him quite a lethal option in the back end of the rotation for the 11th-round pick out of Austin Peay State. 0-1 count to Cordoba, who is 1-for-2 on the day with a walk and an RBI triple. 0-1. Slider settles over the plate for a called strike. No challenges left for the Cardinals. I don't think it would have mattered on that anyway. And it's nothing and two. 0-2 the count, with Cordoba leading off the eighth inning, followed by Encarnacion and Daniel Ortiz. Hayes deals. Popped up high in the air, drifting foul. Shoji Naga and Tait running for it, and that ball well over the fence as a bunch of fans duck in cover. Still no two count to Cordoba, as Titan Hayes goes back to the hill, and a young child happily runs back to his seat with a new souvenir. It's one of my favorite parts of a baseball game. 0-2 the count to Cordoba. Hayes sets from the first base side of the rubber, rocks and fires. 0-2, fastball darts, but just misses outside, and it's 1-2. And Titan Hayes is a pretty recognizable guy from a distance. Long blonde hair. He had those goggles last year that also made him easy to spot, as he gets Cordoba to foul off a slider to keep the count at 1-2. This year, though, his big identifying marker are some brand new shoes, highlighter yellow and some kind of combination of neon pink and orange, which I think power the stadium lights. 1-2, taken the other way, still foul, off the netting, ricocheting into the Cardinals' dugout. Third two-strike pitch fouled off by Cordoba. And Hayes was, I believe, the first pitcher selected by the Phillies in last year's draft after an automatic strike three knocks out Cordoba. Took too much time getting back into the box. And Titan Hayes' seventh strikeout of the season comes out on an automatic strike three call. And I remember a couple years ago in the start of the pitch clock when that used to cause a lot more uproar as Anilo Encarnacion comes up to the plate with a ribby and a run so far and a 1-for-3 day. He pulls back a bunt on the slider. 1-0 is the count. And I think it was 23 the first year the pitch clock made it to the major leagues. Red Sox were playing the Braves, and the Braves lost on an automatic strike three against Chris Conley. And that was maybe the first time the pitch clock went viral, certainly the case in the major leagues, as the slider settles in for a strike, 1-1. So Titan Hayes continues to be a strikeout artist, automatic strikes or not. That was automatic, not the strike, but the fastball. 98 and a swing and miss from Anilo Encarnacion to bring the count down to a pitcher-friendly 1-2. One to the count, one gone, nobody on here in the eighth inning. Hayes sets from the first base side of the rubber, and he deals. Slider fouled back. Encarnacion got a piece of it, and he stays alive. New set of baseballs delivered to Jacob Ashworth from the Cardinals' bat boy. And now Encarnacion sets up back in the box. Still a 1-2 count to Anilo. Hayes trying to end this at-bat here. The 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. 98 on the radar gun from Titan Hayes, blown right by Encarnacion for his second strikeout of the frame.
The first baseman, number 21, Daniel Ortiz.
Two gone on back-to-back punchies from Titan Hayes. He's now got eight in the season and looks to get out number three against Daniel Ortiz, who has walked, struck out, and grounded out. He's 0-2. First pitch is a slider, settling at the knees, center cut for a called strike, nothing and one. Oh, on the count to Ortiz, 167 now on the season. And the pitch is a slider, just missing outside. One ball, one strike, now the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Threshers with a 6-4 advantage as they look to even the series that the Cardinals currently lead by a 2-1 margin. 1-1 the count to Ortiz. Here's Titan. Fastball just below the zone, and it's 2-1. Hayes' heater ranges from 96 to 98, but has been sitting pretty at the high end of that average at 98 miles an hour, as that last fastball was. Here's the 2-1. Upstairs on the slider, 3-1. Three balls, one strike the count, two gone with nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning, as Hayes hopes to come back from behind in the count. 3-1 pitch, slider up and in, ball four, first walk and base runner he allows with two outs in the eighth inning. Now the tying run comes up to the plate. Heriberto Caraballo has a similar stat line to Daniel Ortiz. Strikeout in his last at bat, preceded by a walk and a ground out. He's 0-2. So, two gone, man on first. Not much of a stealing threat is Ortiz. And the first pitch, just Mitch is inside. And I think it's going to be a balk because Ortiz is on the way to second. Pitch doesn't count. It's a balk for Titan. And that makes the count still 0-0. So, man on second with two outs here in the eighth. And the first pitch to Caraballo. Fastball, top of the zone at 96 for a called strike. It's 0-1. And out comes Tyee to have a quick chat with his starter, Titan Hayes. And I think they're... Oh, no. They're calling for the trainer. For what's been an unfortunately busy night for the head athletic trainer, Marissa Van Hassel. I think some discomfort. Looks like in the same hand that was hit by a pitch for Tyee. Maybe even just a cut. As Marissa Van Hassel comes to take a look. Shouldn't be anything that'll take him out of the game, evidenced by Marty Malloy coming out with Marissa and instantly going back into Thresher's dugout. So, during the injury timeout, well, never mind, because that ended very quickly. Tait will go back to the backstop, and it is an 0-1 count to Heriberto Caraballo, who comes back into the right-handed batter's box. Man on second is Daniel Ortiz. And Hayes is ready to go. So fortunately, no injury coming off of that trainer visit. And the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Hefty hack at the high fastball. It's 0-2 to Caraballo. Man on second with two gone. 2-1 Threshers lead. And Titan Hayes trying to set up a date with the top of Palm Beach's order in the ninth inning. 0-2. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Blows the fastball by Caraballo at 98. For a three-strikeout inning by Titan Hayes. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left, and we're off to the ninth. Threshers look to pad a two-run lead. 6-4 the score. To the ninth we go.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The best deal in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Dollar Tuesdays. Start every home series at BayCare Ballpark with $1 burn tickets and buy hot dogs, sodas, and more for only $1 as well. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information so you don't miss out on this deal.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 25th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, and we'll have a special jersey giveaway in honor of our new bat dog, Lucy May. Tickets for doggos and their humans are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
For the second time tonight, after a pickoff caught stealing this time, ending the eighth, Dante Norrie leads off the ninth inning. He started by a ball from Jack Finley, 1-0 the count to Norrie, who is still looking for his first hit of the day. 1-0 inside corner, called strike, no challenge, count evens at 1-1. 6-4 the lead, Threshers ahead in the top of the ninth by two runs. Eduardo Tait, Joel Dragoo to follow Norrie. 1-0. Swing and a miss, and now it is 1-2. Excuse me. One ball, two strikes, the count to Norrie. With nobody out, as Norrie leads off the top ninth. Lefty on lefty. Finley winds, kicks, fires. Curveball way upstairs. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Norrie leading off a ninth inning, looking for insurance. The pitch inside on the heat. First 90-mile-an-hour throw by Finley. That fills up the count at 3-2. Payoff pitch inside, ball four. Second walk of the night drawn by Norrie. And the leadoff man is on with a free pass. So, leadoff man gets on with the ever-dangerous leadoff walk, and the ever-dangerous Eduardo Tait comes up to follow. Two hits already, one run scored. He's 2-for-3. First pitch, he ducks away from an upstairs breaking ball. 1-0 is the count to the 18-year-old out of Panama. Norrie is taking a short lead off first base. Has not been aggressive on the base pass, though he certainly has the speed to take second. High fly ball from Tait, deep out to center field. Pena goes back, ranges to his right, comes in a touch, and makes the catch with one hand for the first out in the ninth inning. And Tait, getting a little bit underneath that one, is now 2-for-4 on the day. One gone in the ninth. Now I'll bring up Joel Dragoo, who has 3 Ks and is looking for his first hit of the day. He's 0 for his first four, but has a very good runner on first base in Dante Norrie. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Catcher loses it. Norrie escapes to second base and no time to get him. It's a wild pitch that moves Norrie into scoring position. 1-0 the count to Dragoo, as a new baseball comes to Jack Findlay. 6-4 the score, Threshers out in front. 7 hits for Clearwater, 8 for Palm Beach. They have all 3 of the game's errors. Finley, look over at second. Norrie distracted him enough to cause him to step off, and he also caught that the pitch count was running just a bit low. 1-0 the count. Here's the pitch. In the dirt on the fastball, 2-0. Three Ks and a pop out for Dragoo. One gone in the ninth. The pitch hit on a line out to left field, and that is an incredible catch by Honeyman. Diving, sliding, he throws to second base, and it's in time for an inning-ending double play. And that certainly looked like it was going to drop for a second until the sliding grab by Honeyman turns into a double play. 7-4 on the Twin Killing, and we head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Titan Hayes will come back out looking for the first six-out save of his professional career. As with the double play, Jack Finley faces the minimum. 6-4 the lead, bottom of the ninth coming up next.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. We're at Threshers on X and TikTok, Clearwater Threshers on LinkedIn and YouTube, at Threshers Baseball on Instagram, and Clearwater Threshers Baseball on Facebook.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball.
Top of the Cardinals order, leading off the bottom of the ninth inning, 6-4 the lead, and Titan Hayes looking for the longest save of his professional career. Three outs already for Titan, and a great start as Mejia tips one out of the glove of Tyeet for strike one. 98 again on Hayes, another guy who just does not lose velo on that heater. Nothing in one the count to Mejia, who is 1-for-4 with a pair of strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. Hayes deals. Fastball inside, catching the corner for called strike two. So Mejia went down on three straight strikes in the first. Hayes trying to bookend his day like that, and he won't. Fastball misses upstairs, 1-2. Mejia, Martin, and Honeyman, fifth trip around the Cardinals order. Combined, all three have three hits, one apiece. One ball, two strikes to Mejia. Hayes deals. Fastball missing inside. Mejia scoots out of the way, evening the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes the count. Hayes sets and fires. Fastball hit on a line, base hit into center field, bouncing next to second base. And it's a leadoff single for the Cardinals that brings Christian Martin up to the plate as the tying run.
Now batting, the second baseman, number three.
Mejia has plenty of speed over at first base. So does Martin, who's coming up with a man aboard. But Mejia is certainly one to watch. 29 steals in his minor league career, which began in the Dominican Summer League back in 2022, as Hayes misses with a fastball just outside of the strike zone on Martin. 1-0 is the count. This season, though, he has been caught twice. Last year, in rookie ball, he had 18 steals in 22 attempts. He's got a short leadoff first, and here's Hayes. Slider on the outside corner, called a strike, and it's nothing, and it's 1-1. Of course, Titan Hayes, with the immense speed on his fastball, a difficult guy to steal on because he's got two pitches that look very similar coming out of the hand. And if that fastball comes in, it's going to be a hard time stealing second. Martin hits a high fly ball towards the left field corner. Dragoo on the run, but that reaches the seats and foul ground, bringing the count to 1-2 in favor of the Threshers. So 1-2 count to Martin, who singled in the opening inning off of Andrew Painter. Painter got him back with a strikeout in the third, and he's 0-2 since against the Threshers' bullpen. Now he's got a 1-2 count on him as Mejia inches off a third. Titan checks on him at first and sets up from the stretch. Pitch clock down to two. Here's Hayes. Slider blooped into the grass on the infield. Tello and Beltran collide. It's still going to get one out as Tello picks up the baseball, tags the bag, and Beltran is slow to get up on an unfortunate collision that still ends up in a somewhat positive way for Clearwater. Beltran seems all right. He's taken a minute to go over to shortstop. Raider Tello, of course, checking on him, as is Brady Day. And now there are two outs as Mejia is replaced at first base by Christian Martin. Now Travis Honeyman is the tying run at the plate after the fielder's choice. Here's Titan Hayes. Fires in the fastball. And it's challenged by Tait. Here's Jacob Ashworth.
The pitch was called a ball. The catcher is challenging.
This would be the last challenge for the Threshers if it's wrong, but it's not. And 1-0 turns to 0-1.
The call is overturned. 3-1 has one challenge remaining.
And it's pretty remarkable for how well a power hitter like Eduardo Tait on both sides of the ball can read the strike zone. It's rare that you see him offering at a pitch that is clearly out of the strike zone. One gone, and this one could be two. Slow roller towards second. Tello to Beltran for one. Quick flip to first. Not in time as Honeyman beats it by a step. Second out of the inning on back-to-back fielder's choices. Martin out 6-4. Honeyman replacing him on first, and now there is two away for Yordaline Pena.
Now batting, the center fielder, number 25, Yordaline Pena.
Two gone and a man on. Yordaline Pena with two hits to his name, but back-to-back flyouts to Matheson and Wright now represents the tying run. Titan Hayes sends pitch number 31, and it's popped up high in the air and foul as Shoji Naga abandons his run almost the instant he reaches the foul grass. It's no one count to Pena, who's flipped between center and right field over the course of this series. Final score in the Phillies game, 7-2 over the Miami Marlins, whose logo hangs over the clubhouse on the left field side of Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 99 on the gun from Titan Hayes, but it misses outside to Pena. One ball, one strike, the count. 32 pitches, 22 over for strikes, and a 1-1 count to Yordaline. Honeyman inches off the first base bag, the 1-1. This could do it. High fly ball out to shallow center field. Usu Asidu walks on in, calls off the rest of the outfield, and makes the catch to finish off a 6-4 Threshers victory. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left, and the Clearwater Threshers even up the series 2 games apiece in what has been a very solid series against two teams that could be destined to meet again coming at the end of September. But plenty of baseball to play before then, as the Threshers are out hit 9-7, but take the win 6-4. The win is up for grabs. The save is certain, as Titan Hayes earns his third save of the season and the first 6-out save of his professional career, as the Threshers closer continues to shine in a 6-4 Clearwater win. I would give the victory to Ryan Deggs, who had 2 shutout innings, retiring all 6 batters he faced and striking out 1 batter. The loss will go to Sam Broderson, who allowed 3 runs in 2 innings, with all of those 3 runs coming against him in the 5th. And tomorrow, the Clearwater Threshers will try and take their first lead of the series in a slightly earlier Saturday game here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Instead of the conventional 6:30 start, we'll get going at 4 o'clock. I'll have the call here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, an audio-only call since we're on the road. But once we get back home against Fort Myers next week, make sure to head to Bally Live or MILB.TV to catch our stream as the Threshers take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. For now, the Threshers still have two more games against the Cardinals, an even 2-2 series so far, as the leaders of each two divisions are now even with an 8-5 overall record. That'll be put to the test tomorrow. Make sure to join us at 4 p.m. Until then, thank you all for tuning in to some Threshers baseball here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. I'm Josh Spurr on behalf of the great production team here in Thresherville. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you on Saturday night. Have a great Friday, everyone, and enjoy a fantastic start to your weekend.